Now entering Nerdist.com.
A very funny guy, Todd Glass. The entertainer's entertainer, Todd Glass, everyone.
Comedy Central presents Todd Glass.
From the beautiful Las Cienega Strip, high atop Black Horse Motors, it's the Todd Glass Show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that. Oh, I love the theme. Here we are. Hi.
Hi.
All right, don't get carried away.
All right, okay.
Oh, whoa. Turn his mic off.
Oh, jeez.
I feel like my headphones are a little hot. There we go. That's better.
I don't want to ruin your show.
I want you to feel at home, and I know you love this song so much because you told me your dad used to. Our guest is Kevin Farley, ladies and gentlemen.
How are you?
And
everybody?
I'm here with Daniel Kino.
Hello.
Don't play the music yet. How long were you gone, Daniel?
1 week.
Oh my God, are you serious?
I know you've been talking about it like it's been a
I know.
Year.
When I talked to Daniel, he was only gone 1 week, and I wasn't even joking. What's wrong with the headphones?
No,
it's all right.
No, that's mine now.
Oh, we're losing listeners left and right. One error, and Chris Hardwick told me you lose a lot of people.
Done.
I said, were you there the week to Daniel? He goes, Todd, I was gone 1 week. Like, I wasn't joking. So Chris is here. I mean, Andrew Furtado has passed away.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. That's sad.
What happened?
I don't know. His mom called me.
Well, it doesn't matter, really. He's not here. That's
right.
The point.
So anyway, what if that's how cool we were? It doesn't matter. Why are we wasting time? A guy's dead. He can't help us.
No, he was great.
He was fun. You know, Chris was... We're going to have a tribute show to him. A tribute show?
Yeah.
Is that right? But Chris... I loved Andrew. Who cares about names? Imagine if we lived in a world where no one cared if you got their name right. Oh, I'd be so much more relaxed.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I would. I'd go to parties more because I wouldn't be afraid. So Chris is filling in for Andrew. Andrew's still doing a lot of things on the show. Just because he's not here doesn't mean he's not working hard at his house. But Chris is filling in. Chris, hello.
Hello.
And you don't need a mic. I like the sound when it comes from.
It's distant.
What's your last name, Chris?
It's no, good, don't say that.
Don't say that. You know what? You're in a safe zone here.
Chris.
Yeah, you've dealt with that your whole life. I like that you said that, Kevin.
Yeah.
We'll take a break.
Okay.
No. But Chris, you seem like a nice guy.
I guess.
My guess is if you want to make Andrew happy, do a little worse than he did. That way he knows he's coming back. Because all he needs to hear is that, oh, they love Chris. He's doing, you know. And Katie, it's always a pleasure to see you.
Always a pleasure to see you, Todd.
That didn't sound good.
No, it did. She's a breath of sunshine.
Breath of sunshine is good. I like it.
Yeah. Remember this song?
You've got a good crew here, Todd.
I've got 14 people working for me.
I know. What a crack crew you got here.
Kevin, we'll get to you. Can you give me a second here?
All right.
You're a ball of fire today. Remember you told me when you were growing up, I don't forget a thing. You told me when you were growing up that your dad and you used to sing this song. You have it? Crank it up. Put some energy into this. Look at him. He's dancing.
Just a letter of 10. Said to me,
is this true?
Yeah.
And what did you do? Sing it in the car?
No. Love
little lemon tree. I love this. Listen.
Yeah. Don't put your faith in love, my boy. My father said to me,
love is like a lemon.
I fear you'll find that love is like the lovely lemon tree.
Lemon tree, very
give him
pretty.
Some
and the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty. And the lemon flower is sweet. But the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. La-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da.
You can fade it out. Oh my God, I love that you really...
It's really... Oh,
we have echo.
Hey.
We got you some
That's
echo.
Very nice. It's really my sister that used to sing it around the house, you know. And,
your sister Barb,
my
right?
My sister Barb, who is the funniest one in the family. Because she used to go around going, Dad, I can sing Lemon Tree. And she goes,
oh, and now yeah, she's yeah. When you do impersonations of Barb, your sister, I always think, is she in a, you know, because the way you all do her voice, and then I go, what does she do? And they go, she's an elementary school teacher.
Yeah, and she talks like a child.
That's why kids are probably very calm. Yeah. I bet she's a great teacher.
Oh, she is. She's a great teacher, but, you know, she spends so much time around children that she'll talk to us like we're kids.
Well, let me tell you something. I have a friend, Andrea, and her mom is a kindergarten teacher for 30 years, and I love her. She gives me all the, you know, like if I come over the house. Did we talk about this?
No.
Like if I got a new chair, she'll be like, oh, my God. And I'm like, ah, just, she makes me feel good. We're always in the moment with our audience, and that's the good thing. Now, I feel like, and it's all good. It doesn't even, to me, it doesn't even mean any, it doesn't mean anything's wrong. Are we okay with sound? Is everything, you seem to be a little upset.
Yeah, my headphones were a little high.
A little hot.
We call it hot in radio.
In the radio
that's
business.
That's good. Right
is
there
that better?
Is good. Yep.
And Chris, you're okay?
I'm good.
You can't start a show unless everybody... Yeah. Everybody's comfortable. It's like when you're on stage and your underwear is crunched under your pants.
I don't wear underwear when I'm on stage.
All right.
He's drinking beer.
Hey, Jesus.
Oh, my God. You want one?
No, I'm good. Yeah. Otherwise, so anyway, I'll throw up.
We did that, and that
save
was
that for
good.
The after show.
And then let me just get through some stuff
here. No, there's one more song on that, because Barb used to – I used to laugh at this too, because one time at the dinner table, Barb used to sing Lemon Tree, but then she also sang –
Let me tell you, I know what you're going to say, because it's my favorite story. She used to go, why can't we all get along? No.
The song was people love people, so why should it be? You and I should get along so awfully. And then one time my sister Barb goes, Dad, people are people, so why should it be? That we don't get along. And then my brother Chris goes, shut up, Barb.
No. That's not the way you told me. You told me that I pictured it better this way. Because she shut up, Barb!
I know, but I didn't want to do it too loud. I thought I'd blow everybody's brains out.
Well, yeah, I love that.
Shut the fuck up, Barb.
Do it again.
We're at the dinner table. Set the scene. We're at the dinner table, and everybody's in a bad mood, you know. And so Barb starts going, people are people, so why should it be?
Hold on one second.
You and I should get...
Can we give him some echo when he sings? I really like to. I like to give people echo.
They had a big house.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So, sing it again. So people are... Do it again.
So Barb goes, people are people, so why should it be? You and I should get along so awfully. And then she goes, you know what, Dad? People are people, so why should it be that we don't get along?
Shut up! Shut the fuck up, Barb. That's not nice.
It's nice.
But listen, I'm going to rip through some stuff here real quick that I thought was... I was at a party, and you know Tig, of course, who I have a hard time saying her last name.
Tig. Me too.
Tig Notaro. I'm so Tig afraid.
Notaro.
Tig Notaro.
I think that it's
Notaro. Oh,
I hate that I say it wrong. It has nothing to do.
Nothing to do with that.
But she said something. And by the way, this is not important to open the show with this. I just want to throw out this Post-it. Mm-hmm. That's all I want to do is get rid of this fucking Post-it. Okay. She said, you know when you go into a pet shop or you see like six puppies sleeping in the window? Mm-hmm. And they're just sound asleep and they're just quiet and they're just like, she wants to make a sign, make it look good. Like, you know, laminate it and then put dead puppies for sale. And that made me laugh. All morning I kept thinking of that.
Can we buy a dead puppy?
I want a dead puppy.
Yeah, but you're only going to play with it for a couple of weeks.
You don't have to play with dead puppies. Oh. You don't even have to walk. That's the salesman.
That's the salesman.
You don't have to play with dead puppies. You can just, you know.
Oh, really? What about that? Do I have to walk them?
You don't do anything. Oh. They're dead. Oh. You just enjoy them.
Oh, that's great.
They're the best that way. They cuddle.
And that was that, so I can get rid of that. Oh, you know what we said? It was funny that we talked about me and you. I jotted this down. Just a good way to remind you to be honest, that a lie, it only gives you about 5 seconds. Well, it depends what lie you're making now that I think about it.
It could be a night. It could be a with a lie, you get, at maximum, you get 24 hours of relief.
And then
with
back,
a lie. With
and
a lie.
Then a life of shit.
And then the shit hits the fan.
But then I thought, that's not true. Like, if you pull a lie off...
It's still...
Yeah, you're thinking about it. Well, let's not. We'll edit that out. Who needs to hear that stuff? Lemon Tree, I did that. And we're going to start... Oh, we got a message from Zach Galvanakis. And it's making me... I don't know what to... Play the message. It's me.
Hey, it's Zach. Galifianakis. Well, what's
the deal with the... Listen, man, I really want to come on the podcast. I've got stuff to promote. And without promotion, there's nothing. I love to promote things. You know that? I want to come on, and I want to talk about myself. I want to get my image out there. And why don't you call me back? Todd. Hello?
Hi, Jesus.
Anyway.
Sounds
yeah,
upset.
You got to call me back, man. I'm trying to line up some podcasting.
What?
Oh, my God. Nobody's calling me back. And yours is the one I want to go on to because it's the shortest drive from my house. Call me, Todd. My number is, in case you lost it again, my number is 310. Please put that in parentheses. 663.
What do I? You can't say the rest of the number.
No, we cut it out. But what? Here's the thing. No one's a bigger Zach fan than me. We talk about it off the podcast.
Is that real? Wow.
So... But I don't know what to do. Like, I'm like, here's the thing. I love Zach, but I don't want to have like guest yet. I mean, I'm having my, you know, guest, but I don't know. I don't know.
Look,
what do I do?
Look on the bright side. At least people like the show. People like the show. People want to come on and do the show. That's a good thing.
You mean like Brian Regan? No.
That's the second message you've gotten.
I never even thought about it that way. Sure. That is a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta get, have him on the show because you're going to lose a friendship. So.
Oh yeah, I think you better call
now
him.
I'm afraid he'll think I no one loves Zach more than me, but right. Yeah. I'm just not ready yet. And then John Hamm saw me at a he saw me at a
he
party.
He wants to do the show.
No, he's he doesn't listen to the show. I mean, maybe I guess he does.
Yeah,
yes.
But he saw me at a party last weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he said he wanted
corners
to
me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how's the podcast going?
You know what he wants.
I know. But listen. Anyway, it's all, I guess what you're saying, Daniel, is true. It's a good problem to have, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Champagne problems.
That's right. Now,
champagne problem?
We keep saying that we are going to get to the emails. Now, Kevin, I said last week, I don't like when you have a guest and you make them wait. But I keep saying I'm going to get to these emails. We're going to get to them.
Then
we're going to move on, and we are going to talk to you so much.
Listen, I like to just be here and smell the orange scent.
We're going to do more. Hey, I asked you something to tease the show a little bit. In the beginning when I first met you, I was always afraid. And it's a part of your life. You know, all the fun things we do, we'll talk about. There's a lot of them. I wrote them down. But also, you know, I was afraid to ask you about your brother.
Sure, yeah.
And then I wanted to hear stories, and I was always afraid. But then I realized something, and I hope you go, yeah, I'm exactly right. When my dad's dead, and when I bump into people in Philadelphia and they knew my dad and we tell stories about him, I love it.
Yeah.
So I thought.
It keeps him alive.
Yeah, so I do want to later in the show get to just some of the great Chris Farley stories you told me. And also, do you see the chair we have over here?
Oh, I know. Yeah. You didn't look at that. That was his. So, his chair over there, that was in his in the Beverly Hills house when I lived with him in Beverly Hills.
I tell people it was SNL at the office.
Oh, okay.
Let's keep it this.
Let's keep it that way, yeah.
No, it's better it was in his house. And we wrote over it, Chris Farley's chair from SNL, but it is
right.
It's from the house. That's okay. We can change it. It says, sit in this and become funny. So maybe it'll
Has
help.
Anybody done it?
We have some people sitting there, but...
Didn't no
work.
Results yet.
Yeah.
No results yet.
Okay, so we have that.
Okay.
Now let's get to the emails. I feel like we have a lot of new listeners. Just give us time. This show is going to start pumping like a motherfucker.
I don't know if that's good.
No, it's good.
People might be enjoying the show already, and they don't want to be pumped like a motherfucker.
Well, I think people know what I mean. It's a new start. I mean, we got Chris over there. He's nervous, I'm sure. I'm nervous with him over there. Andrew's dead.
I'm back. I've been gone Andrew's so long, dead. I forgot how this even works.
Yeah, so, you know. So let's get to some of the emails. Go ahead.
All right. The first
Katie.
One.
I say go ahead, Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
You look great tonight.
Thank you.
This show's going to start pumping like a motherfucker. We got a lot of new people. We do the after show. We smoke a little bit. It's all good, folks.
Yeah.
How much time have
Kevin,
we done?
Kevin, do you smoke pot?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
How much time have we done?
About 14 minutes.
Can we put a clock up here? Is anybody...
That's Andrew's phone usually.
You want to take a break and do it? All right. So, you might have sensed a little edit there. We put a clock up. We don't have to hide edits. Who are we, right? Although Katie does good editing. She's very good. So let's get to these emails, rip through them real quick, and then we're going to have a blast. Oh, this show. talk about my Wayne Newton story. I don't keep people listening.
Okay, the first one is from Matt Miller, and he says, do you have any stories about your time on Last Comic Standing? How did you get on the show? I thought you were the funniest contestant.
That's very nice.
Oh, isn't that nice, Matt?
Well, you know, it's a funny.
Here we go.
You know, as I sit back in my chair, my legs get put up on the table crossed.
Well, Matt, let me tell you.
Well, Matt.
Clock going round and round 3 hours later.
What were the good stories? What they did magical about Last Comic Standing. First of all, I will say that I think the only reason I got on that show was because of Jay Moore. And I don't think I'm not. It's not that I don't think I'm funny. I do think I'm funny. But that wouldn't help me get on the show. So I think Jay decided that. I think he knew I was funny, and I think he – I always thought that, you know? I'd like to believe that. To me, that's a better story than getting on my own merit. I like that Jay was like, I want him on the show. And executives are like, yeah, you know, I want him on or I'm walking. And so anyway, but everything that was funny on that show, they edited out. But no, they put some funny stuff with – what was the question?
Like, how'd you get on the show?
Oh, okay. I answered that. I hate the sound of my voice.
Any
in
good
my
stories?
I'm thinking if there were any good stories. Ant, I didn't like.
Did you like being on the show?
Yes. The show was great for me to be on.
You enjoyed yourself.
We'll keep it short. But okay. Yes, the show was the... look, I hope other things happen in my career. But yeah. It was nice going back to the clubs after I did the show. There was a definite difference. And it's still there. It's still there. So, yeah, it was a great experience. And I had a lot of fun hanging out with anybody in the house that played. Like... You know, I'm not going to start mentioning names, but there were some people in the house that were a lot of fun.
Well, there also must have been some tension. I mean, it was a contest.
Well, the only tension was between the people that were in the house that decided they were going to make it a fucking shit reality show.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I don't ever say names, but then once I get started talking about this, I have to admit, like, even though I go, I don't want to be the guy talking about reality shows, but everyone that played the game, like, they decided, me and Gary didn't play the game. We just decided we're going to go into a house and have fun. And you know what?
Yeah.
They found that footage. And
Gary
Goldman. Yeah, Gary Goldman.
I'm guessing.
I love Gary. Oh, you know what? Gary's going to be. Gary's great. Gary is
great.
You know, the thing about Gary, he's Gary's, funny. He's just
nice.
Very.
Oh, my God.
Boy, that guy's
he
great.
He's,
I mean, what,
I mean, the
you
thing
know,
about Gary
he'd give you the shirt off his back.
He's just a great writer.
Well,
he's so
talented.
I know him like the back of my hand. He's a great guy.
And really the first handsome comedian.
Well, you know. When you see a guy that handsome, you think, can it be funny? And then
great
the guy opens
guy.
Up his mouth. What the fuck?
Great
well, anyway.
Guy.
All right, cut it. What happened? You guys didn't join in.
Oh.
Is that what the cue was for?
Yeah. What did you, if that, if you didn't notice it.
Well, if not the cue, then us doing the bit would have tipped you off.
I noticed the bit, but I thought you wanted me to play some sort of something new.
No, you know what?
Was helping
shh, shh. This is a safe zone. We don't attack people. He had a little mess up, and it's all right. It's not a big deal. Go sit in the Ferrari. So what's the next email?
All right. The next one is from Aaron, and it says, are you planning on having a nickname for the listeners? Maren has What the Fuckers. Proops has Pruples. You get the point. Toddlers, Hot Toddies. I don't know. You are the creative one.
I think some, you know, do I have to, I don't want to be funny. Do I have to be funny or can I just answer the question?
Just answer it.
Just answer the question.
I probably won't. I feel like it's been done and then it would just be like, you know, in The View. I don't want to, not The View. There's The View and then there's The Talk.
Yeah.
And then they have to go enjoy the talk. All right. The View says enjoy The View. You don't have to have an ending.
Yeah.
Remember when Jay Leno first started the show? In all fairness, I could make fun of him, but you don't remember?
When he started The Tonight Show?
Yeah, when he started. He used to do like, I think... because Johnny did the golf swing, he did a guitar riff. Like he would go, bring, bring.
I didn't know that. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I
don't know. Imagine the day they go, don't. Hey, Jay, don't do that. but you know, in all fairness, you're taking over. I honestly could think, what are you going to do? I got to do something. Okay, so what was that question again?
Are you going to make a nickname for
Probably not. I can call them. What does Mark Maron call them? I like Mark
Maron.
What
the fuckers?
I'll call them What the Fuckers.
Yeah, that's a good nickname.
That's okay, right?
He calls those are the people that call in.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
But what if
the people that, listen to the show.
But what if there's What the Fuckers listening to this show? Then
they're still What the Fuckers.
How about Glassatrons? Exactly. Glassatrons.
I just said I don't want to do it.
No, I'm going to
turn his mic off. Turn his mic off. Hold on. I'm sorry I have to do this sometimes.
Toddsters?
Attention, attention. Please, we will not be
giving the people that listen to this show a name. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes I have to use my other microphone. I have two PA systems here. What's the next one?
The next one isn't really a question. It's just a nice email.
Well, it's all right.
It's from Seth, and he said, I just returned from a 365 in Afghanistan and bought a new iPhone and found your podcast. Love the show. Very organic conversations, and you can sense the shift to when you get back on track. At least you suffer the wrath of Hardwick from just BSing with friends to some sort of work structure. This is what I love about the show. It is like the listeners eavesdropping on a bar conversation you guys are having.
Well, what's his name? Seth?
Nice. Oh, that's great that like
that is nice.
People from Afghanistan listen to your show.
That means someone's over in Afghanistan downloading it, right?
No, no.
Well, this he's in the military.
He's in the military, yeah.
Well, that's nice. I'm not even... You know what? That was nice. That's all. That's how I'm going to leave it. That makes me feel good, Seth. There you go.
You know,
Seth. Because if he's listening now... Seth.
What's his last name?
It doesn't say.
Seth. And he's fucked up. He could have had your whole name.
Well, he can email us his name again. We'll make him a jingle.
Where do you live, Seth?
Afghanistan.
Let us know where you live, Seth.
No, he doesn't live
What regiment of the army you're in? Is that the right way to say
it?
And we'll make a jingle for you.
Yeah.
We'll do something. Okay, next one.
Chris Geis has a guest request, and he says, please have Matt from Nerdist Podcast on the show.
Done. Book him,
Matt
Katie.
Myra.
Book him.
Oh, I love Matt Myra.
Yeah, you have to go to the Apple store to book him?
He doesn't work there anymore.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, Matt's doing
it. Oh, that's right, because he's on a thing.
What's the podcast he has?
Kevin, we'll get to you in a second. Okay, one. How many more do we have?
Oh, we'll do one more.
Okay, this didn't we get somebody for the wall?
Yeah.
What is their name? Okay. And folks, wait. If you think right now, like because the way the show is, we're starting slow. If you think, oh, let me unbuckle my seatbelt, then all of a sudden we throw this motherfucker into drive, and it's going to be crazy as shit.
This is from Andrew Nelson, and he said, I couldn't believe when you said no one contacted you about your blank spaces. I assume some ambitious artist would have a piece installed by now, so I didn't try, but I have some ideas depending on what you feel comfortable with.
What's his name?
Andrew Nelson.
Andrew Nelson. If he has a website, I want you to find it, because I'm going to go off here for a second.
Uh-oh. He does. It's andrewnelson.daportfolio.com.
That's what I thought. Now, I'm not yelling at everybody out there. I'm trying to motivate you. I'm going to yell, but I'm going to yell at two people. People that I asked to send in sketches. People that I asked for. Somewhere out there, there's somebody going, I can't get anything. I can't. I'm a set designer. I'm an artist. I can't. Meanwhile, they're listening to the show. I don't care if there's 20,000 downloads, if there's 20 people that could do what I'm talking about. I need someone to do the wall. That they all heard it and went, now, hey, if you're busy as shit and you don't need the work, then I'm not teasing you. But if you're out there going, meanwhile, because if you do the wall behind me, I'm going to mention your name. Just like, what's his name we just mentioned?
Andrew Nelson.
Andrew Nelson's going to come in. He's going to make our wall look cool behind us. And I hope he gets return work because I'll obviously we'll see it. We'll talk about it. And the sketches. Shame on you if you're out there. Hey, if you're out there and you have all
maybe
the work.
People are listening and they're going, I have ideas. What do you mean sketches?
Right in. I know you're going to let them off the hook a little, Daniel, and you should.
Yeah.
But I think off the hook a little, not too much. That no one, again, isn't there anyone out there that goes, you know what? I haven't got the work, you know, I'm not working. I would like people to hear my work. I would have, so why wouldn't you send in a sketch for a minute? I'm going to play it. And then some people might hear it and go, hey, did you hear that funny sketch that Bling Blang Bloom wrote?
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
who you are. You're sitting in your sofa right now.
And then we'll have you on the show and we'll have
yes.
a thing.
You don't think if somebody sends in three or four funny sketches, we're going to go, this guy's fucking funny. This girl's funny. This woman,
sure,
an old lady.
Be a guy.
No.
Yeah.
We had one more person write in about the wall, too.
Who?
Oh.
His name is Jeremy Alva.
Oh, we'll have a competition.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they make it. We'll have a reality show.
He says he's an artsy kind of guy. He's never painted a mural before, but he's crafty and really into projects, and he loves the show and would love to do something for you.
Let's call these two people.
And
what's his name?
Jeremy Alva, and that's jalva-art.daportfolio.com. Right.
Now, I know you're not going to get a lot of calls yet because we just gave you, but once you do the wall, then we're going to get you. So send the radio sketches. Yeah, it can be... Daniel, off the air when we were talking the other day, what could it be?
Yeah, it could be like a phone call you want to recreate with somebody, or you know, a series of messages somebody left you. I remember there was one message that got viral like early on about the internet, and it was just a phone message. You know,
yeah.
It was a funny phone message,
right.
Whatever it is. It's or if it could be like two people walking in a park, and you could do it in GarageBand.
Right. Okay. I think people get the gist.
And again, you can email us at todd@nerdist.com. That's NERDIST.com.
If you have technical questions, Katie, I'm sure we'll answer them.
Yes. Okay. Gary Goldman is listening.
Gary Goldman. All bits aside, I love Gary Goldman.
Well, he was nice to you when you started out.
Yeah.
Right?
Still
isn't,
is.
Isn't that the truth?
That is the truth.
All right. Our guest is Kevin Farley.
Hi.
Kevin.
Yes.
How much fun do we have on the road?
We have a good time.
So what happens is we go to Vegas with Spade.
Yeah.
And the favorite thing that we do is we eat. Well, first of all, we always get, you go out nice, you eat good. But our running bit, we act like two of the most spoiled brats. when we're on our way to eat, where do we eat every single night pretty much?
This place, Lavo, right,
which
in
is
the Venetian.
Great.
Or in the Palazzo.
And you know what happens sometimes? Me and Kevin, we'll go to Lava, or what's the, that's the Italian restaurant, right?
Yeah.
And then Dave orders, like, you're with Dave, you order lasagna, they bring you out lasagna.
Oh, yeah.
Then I go back with my parents the next night, I go, can I get lasagna? It's not on the menu. Oh, Jesus. So you don't know that they're making it special. And Spade always teases me because, like, we'll be in a Chinese restaurant and he goes, Todd will go, can I get a banana split? He goes, you know, because they want to be nice. And now they're running down the street to get Todd a banana split. Meanwhile, they don't have anything to make a banana split in the restaurant.
They don't even know what it is in a Chinese restaurant.
They go, okay, no problem. And by the way, you ever notice at a Chinese restaurant, they're very, you know, my impersonation when they're having a Chinese buffet.
Yeah.
What do you want to put in there? It's very, I'll be the guy deciding, name some things and I'll be the guy at the buffet. I'll be the owner of the restaurant. What do you want to put at the buffet?
Pickled tomatoes.
Okay.
Can I get some oranges?
Okay, we'll put that there.
Okay, beef jerky.
Okay. They have a lot of weird stuff at their buffet. So anyway, back to this. So whenever me and Kevin are walking down to the restaurant to go eat, we always go, we drift behind Dave like 10 feet and we go, I'm so sick of eating at these shitty restaurants.
I can't believe he's taking us to this another shithole.
God, I want to go somewhere else. It's like, fuck.
I'm sick of eating crap.
Every night. Oh, we're going to go to the same fucking restaurant. And give us some spending money.
I'm bored. Vegas is boring.
Why is it so much fun to be like a full grown adult that's like, you know, like
a brat?
I'm bored. I don't know what to do. I'm bored.
This food stinks and I'm bored.
Anyway, our guest is Kevin Farley. Our guest is Kevin Farley. I'm going to keep saying that. Did you watch the
Emmys? I didn't. I just, you know, because when I, this is just me. Award show, and this is it's got to be the hardest thing to put on. But I find them just kind of boring. I can't sit through watching it because it just seems, I know it's got to be the hardest show to put on and make exciting and really good because you've got to get through a lot of crap, you know, the nominees and all this other blah, 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 blah. So I ended up just like, you know, I always end up fast forwarding. And so I just say, I'm not going to watch it.
I
know that's horrible to say.
No, you know what? I watch with some friends. I'll go in the room and then go back out of the room and go in the room. I thought Jane Lynch
she's great.
Was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And it's amazing. There was
I saw clips, you know.
Yeah, I hate to be like critical because I won't be. Well, I'll be critical about one thing. Everything else, you never know. There's some very funny people. Sometimes a bit doesn't work. I'm on the other end. You know, I always think when I do something unfunny, I hope people will be, oh, Todd's funny. That just didn't work. They won't just, you know, go, that fucking blew. So I don't want to do that to people that I think are funny. There were some stuff that I, you know, they thought would work. Maybe it didn't. But whatever Jane Lynch did was fucking hilarious, I thought. Yeah. And I love her. But the one, the thing where they were, didn't last year when they were walking to the stage, didn't they just give fun facts like, you know, this is their third whatever it was.
Oh, they did bits now, right?
Now they're doing bits. Well, so now the producers probably went, they're bored while they're walking to the stage. And I would think, no, it's part of the momentum. No.
Yeah. Now they're like, if this acting thing doesn't work out, she can fall back on her cooking degree.
Yeah. Like play one of them that they play. It's like, okay, you know what? I smell an executive going, we need stuff while they're walking to the stage. Well, we did fun facts last week.
This is Jim's second Emmy and third nomination. Jim eats a lot of peanut butter. Jim has several online fans, which range from enthusiastic to quite frightening.
Play another one.
That's Jim Parsons, I think. Right?
This is Guy's first Emmy nomination and win. He claims no relation to Mildred Pierce. As an amateur bodybuilder, Guy was junior Mr. Victoria. Do you think he still has
They're trying to be real fun. And
you know what I think they should do next year?
Yeah.
Because they're probably going to get worried. You know, well, people are listening to these. Why don't we give fun facts about the guy who's doing the announcing? You know, like the guy's name, John Biederman, let's say. Yeah. John Biederman is the guy doing this. You know, he's the guy, the voice guy here. Let's say his name is John Biederman.
Yeah.
So maybe it was they play these. Play it again. I'll be what they'll do next year. What's this guy called? He's called a voice. Hold on. Pause it. Pause it.
Narrator.
The narrator. Okay, I'll be what they do next year. They get together. We got to give facts about him as he's giving facts about them as they're walking to the stage. So go ahead. This is the narrator that you're listening to was born in Oakland, California. His first job was doing voiceover work for the Disney Channel. He's been working for...
Maybe that 56 years old and not happy.
He's in a booth on the other side of town. I can't even see the show.
The voiceover actor does all the voiceovers out of his house. He phones them in through a new telecom system.
If this voiceover career doesn't work out, his wife will not be surprised.
His wife sucks dick behind the 7-Eleven. I went there.
Yeah. Pause it. 7-Eleven.
Okay.
I watched the Charlie Sheen roast.
I feel bad because Charlie Sheen's on the, I'm an okay, everything's okay tour. You know, like Good
Morning
America.
Well, he also came out in the Emmys, which was, I think, a little awkward. I saw a clip of that where he came out and he said something like, yeah, I just want to wish the guys from 2.5 Men, and there was a pause or something like that, and he goes, all the luck in the world. Like he was going to say something, you know, you guys.
I saw him on with Matt Lauer. And he was saying, hey, just seemed like he's trying to – it's okay if you're a loose – you can be a loose cannon and still be lovable. You don't have to go on the right. I'm totally – because they go, you wish the show success. I don't know. To me, if it was me, here's what I'd say. If I was a guy who really had his wits about him, you know, who went off the deep end. People go off the deep end and then come back and pull their shit together. Yeah. It happens all the time.
Sure.
But someone that really had their shit together, they go, hey, do you wish the show success? To me, it would be someone that would say something like this. Not like, of course I wish it success. I would go, look, I'd like to believe that I had a lot to do with the show's success. And if it keeps doing well, I'll doubt maybe it had nothing to do with me. But you know what? At the end of the day, I'm trying to be more positive. So whether the show's successful or not really has nothing to do with my future. So let's not spend too much time with negative energy. That's an honest answer. Not sure I wish it success.
Oh, I love those guys.
Oh, there's a
love
great
those guys.
All right.
Yeah. That's a lot of that. Yeah, that's a lot of that. He's not being honest, completely honest. I mean, because he does say something like, I was an important part of that show. And he was. Yeah.
When they replaced Rodney Dangerfield, I remember years ago listening to Howard Stern, and they replaced Rodney with Jackie Mason.
Oh, yeah.
Howard asked him if he wished the show did bad. He goes, oh, you know, it's all right. Everything's good, you know. He goes, come on. You know, Rodney, be honest with me. Come on. He goes, it's everything's all right. It is what it is, you know. And then Howard goes, come on. He goes, all right, you know, what do I care? I hope it hits the, you know, he just went nuts, you know. I hope it's shit, you know.
I hope it takes a shit.
He opened up. Hey, the heaviness, you know? Anyway. All right. So we did that. We did the email. I always do that.
Want to crumple that up?
What?
Want to crumple that up?
Yeah, I can crumple this up. We did the emails. I feel so much better. Keep sending those emails in. Hey, you know what they had on the Emmys that always, I don't know, I don't want to have a comedic premise that's false. So tell me if this is false or not. What is this voice? I've done this voice on stage. It's the when you're so fat that your vocal cords choke. No, I mean, that's what it actually is. But when it's like, well, anyway, so I was at the mall and I was down there. Like, that's not an exaggeration. That's like, there are people that talk like that.
Sure.
I have a joke in my act where I go, you overhear them. Like, if you're at the mall and you hear someone in the distance, you're like, well, I figured if I'm going to go down there, I may as well. You go, that's probably a fat guy. And you look over. Sure enough, it is.
Yeah, it is.
But then there's fat. Guy with an accent. I don't know if it's like fat British.
Like what?
Well, there was a guy in the Emmy. I don't know who he was. He's probably brilliant. I'll make fun of him, and later someone will tell me, Todd, that guy did that movie. But he was like, I'll try to do the voice.
This is very, very beautiful about the people with the American.
And I'm like,
I love your British accent, by the way.
Perfect imitation of Kermit the Frog.
Oh my God, was it the Blob? Who is this?
You guys can make fun of me all you want, but let me tell you something. In the early part of the year,
Shrek. This was Shrek.
Can you do it? No. You try. That's your punishment.
I can't do it. I can't do accent.
Well, I want you to try.
Neither can you, apparently.
I want you to try it.
Well, everything's good.
I want you to... I want to thank my mother.
Anyway.
All right. The nominees here in comedy
Hold on.
No.
Oh, God.
I thought you'd take care of this.
Yeah. I did.
Hold on.
Oh, my God. Well, we have a kid next door.
Right.
I don't know his name.
Yeah.
I don't know what apartment he lives in. I probably get a different number every time. Yeah. But I went down there yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was so nice.
Yeah.
I was like, we love Family Guys, so we love... I said, but can he learn something new?
And he only knows two songs.
Well, obviously they thought I meant a new instrument.
Yeah.
He's playing... He used to play the trumpet. Now he's playing the sax. Oh, here he goes again.
Here he goes again.
Well, don't.
He learned fast.
He's good. Oh, man. Jeez. You want me to go over there?
No.
No, I'll just bang on the door. You want me to bang on the door?
That's Rory Scovel went over one week, and nothing ever good happens. Do you want to?
I mean, I could go over there.
Are you?
Oh, wait, Kevin, we got to tell you, he is autistic.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
Well,
care.
He's autistic.
I don't like those
I came up with that myself. I just think, you know what's funny?
Wait, Todd, that wasn't you. That wasn't you.
That was me.
No, it wasn't.
That was me. I just said he was autistic.
Yeah, I think autistic. Didn't Chris Hardwick?
No.
Autistic?
No.
Did Chris Hardwick say it? No.
Right.
I just said it just now, Daniel.
Okay. I thought it was Chris Hardwick that said that when he was here. Okay, buddy.
Let me tell you something. And I'll go out there and I'll walk up and down La Cienega Strip jerking off into a bucket. If you, right here in post, put Chris Hardwick saying it, because you ain't going to fucking happen.
Okay.
And who are you to come on my show and insult me?
My goodness.
Honestly, tell me if I'm wrong. Did Chris Hardwick say that?
No, he didn't say that.
I love you, Katie. You need someone like Katie.
Nice.
We'll tell you. Look, I have microphone. Let me explain something. I have microphone cubes on all the mics that say the Todd Glass Show.
Is that what they're called?
I don't know. I think that's like the little square thing.
Yeah what is that called?
Yours is upside down. Can you please fix it?
Well, why do you?
Oh, come on, Kevin.
I've got a show to
God
run.
God damn it.
Why right. do we have these
okay,
things?
Okay, are we going to talk to that kid? Because that's, you know, every week, Todd. Every week.
Do you want to go talk to him?
I will. I'll talk to him.
Right. Wait, hold on. I mean, he stopped. Maybe we don't have to. Maybe you're just going to play the two songs and...
All right.
Hey!
Oh, be nice.
Come on.
Hey! Hey, shut the fuck up! Hey, shut up! Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! Hey! Hey, you fucking autistic motherfucker! Shut the fuck up! Yeah!
Come on,
shut
be
up.
Nice, be nice, be nice.
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up!
That's hey, not nice.
I don't think
that's
working.
Nice?
Hey!
Is that nice?
I don't know what he does at home, but it's not working
shut
here.
Shut the fuck up! Tell your stupid kid!
Oh, come on.
Now it's getting
louder. No. Don't do that.
Come on.
Come on.
Kevin, that's not
I
nice.
No, but that's not nice.
Shut up!
Now, I think you made him angry.
I think he just hears your voice and he thinks it's positive.
I can't get this guy to... Hey!
No, I know you can't. Hey! That's what we told you couldn't.
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Okay.
Shut up!
Kevin,
shut up!
Kevin!
What? I took care of it.
I know, but I think you have a problem.
Why?
Well, he's autistic. Autistic. I just thought of that.
Stop. I think he's stopped.
No, you already thought of that like a minute ago.
I did not.
I think
good
oh,
one,
my
Todd.
God.
Good one.
Thank you. Did I
good
just...
One.
You? We just had this... You,
are you out to... Seriously, hold on.
You already
turn the mics off. And I'm not shitting around.
They're off.
Todd,
what
come
is
on.
Wrong with you?
You just said autistic like a minute ago, and then I said it was Chris Hardwick that said that.
No, I didn't. I just thought of it just now.
Katie, did I say it a minute ago?
First time I ever heard it.
Okay, what is going on here? I've been gone a week, and the entire structure of the show has shifted.
All right, turn the mics back on.
Okay, they're on.
I took care of that problem.
No, that made me feel horrible inside.
Why? Because I think I got rid of it.
You know what? I don't think he hears you anyway. Where are you going? What are you throwing out over there? What did you just throw out? What did you do?
the empty bottle. I was going to get another beer.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. I love that you know me so well. You threw. I didn't. Blake Wexler was here last week.
Blake fucking Wexler.
Thank you. Oh, fucker. Blake Wexler, the guy who throws bottles all over the table. Yeah, yeah. Blake Wexler was
what
here.
An asshole.
Oh, I'm Blake Wexler.
That fucking guy. Yeah. That
oh, I just
piece of
trash
shit.
Everywhere.
I'm
fuck
just
going to
throw fucking bottles everywhere.
Oh,
fuck
yeah. Why
guy.
Should I care? I'm a fucking pig Jew. I'm Blake Wexler. I'm a pig Jew. That's right. Let me throw bottles all over. I'm a pig Jew. Pig Jew. Pig Jew. Pig Jew. All right. So anyway,
pig.
I thought that kid was autistic. Oh my God. I just thought about
hey,
that.
Hey, look at that. You just made that up.
All right, so listen, we got a lot. Oh God, the show's picking up.
Well, let's get to some.
Hey, how about me and Daniel?
Can we get to some stories?
Yes, me and Daniel went to look at a car for him this week.
Oh, this is funny. Yes.
And we figured out how to get. This is
you,
the truth.
You know how like it's hard to leave a dealership, when, especially if you look at a car. You cannot.
I make up stories. You know what? The story I make up to go in when I just want to look and I don't want them to bother me. When I tell you this, you think, you know what? You might go, well, they've heard it all. But this one, I thought, it's so legitimate. I go, how you doing? I told Daniel this would work. Mm-hmm. It didn't. I go, I was really nice. I didn't do it in an aloof way at all because that's no way to – they're trying to make money. My brother did that once. I always try to be nice. So I said, hey, how you doing? I was very nice. And I said, hey, you know what? I'm moving to Philadelphia and I'm leasing a car. And the guy there said, just go look at a local dealer so you'll know what you like and then you'll call us and we'll try to get it for you. That way I figured the guy would be like, well, I'm not going to make a sale here. The guy, nope, followed us around. Like at one point, and again, I try to be sympathetic. This is a gentleman that's trying to earn a living. What am I going to do? Go, you know what? I'm going to buy the car here and fucking drive it out there because I like the way you.
Yeah, I'm going to pay the license here. And
I'll ship it out.
I'll redo it.
Yeah. I'll ship it out.
So this is the way. If you were to bring a friend, go look at cars, and then drive whatever you want. And then even if you really want to leave without anybody coming up to you, just pretend you're a gay couple in a fight.
Yeah.
Right? You get out of the car and you go, well,
and by the way, hold on. It could be a two friends in a fight or a husband and wife in a fight. It was funnier when we did a gay couple. I'm not going to give it to you.
Because it's like this macho car salesman, atmosphere.
Yeah. So hold on. Let's.
You don't have to do the voice. You don't have to.
No. But here, so should we move away from the mics? Yeah. And Kevin, you go. So we're walking by like dealer after dealer.
Be the car salesman.
All right. No, so we're walking by you.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, hey, hey.
What are you talking about? I didn't introduce you as my boyfriend. He didn't ask.
You know what? It's fucking bullshit. Everywhere I go, I'm just your friend.
Yeah, what does it matter? We're looking at a car.
Hey, do you want to look at some cars?
You know what? Everything I do is wrong.
God forbid, I want to make a decision together. What about your parents? When are you going to get off your ass and tell your parents about
you
our lifestyle?
So, Daniel.
You know what? I'm going to get a water.
So Daniel, he got more into it than I did, but they did not. We walked through, we passed by 70. Dealers, and they didn't ask us. Like they
nothing.
Were like, look those.
That's how
I used to sneak into Disneyland. Which
no
I know
way.
This. I'm older now. I wouldn't do it because it creates a bad vibe. But I used to go with my friend Katie, and we would just go.
I don't know. I don't know where he's at. You had him a second ago, Katie. And people go when you're
way.
Looking for a kid, they don't fucking. No one asks you for your ticket.
Oh, so you just walked in like that?
We would go in. We would go in the. I just did it a little more extreme. But we would be
no way.
We would do this. I'll do it exactly how we would do it. We would go in the exit.
Now people are going to do that.
Well, we would do this. I would do this. I go, no, I think your mother has them. I think your mother has them. It's fine.
Goes, where's my mother? I go, I don't know. And then no one's going to.
Yeah.
You know, nobody
By the
wants
way,
to.
That would also work.
You just go right into the. I mean, you go. Can I go back and look at my kid?
No, they don't ask you. They would just be like, there'd be an opening, and you know, they would just sort of, you know, they don't. Go ahead. You don't want to.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't work in the toll booth, though, for some reason. You know, you pull up to the toll booth. And,
that could work if you're just like a couple, a straight couple, and you want to get out. You could also just, you know, have fun. Honey, come on. I'll let you keep the baby if we get this car.
Oh, yeah, wait, say that again? I'll keep the baby?
Yeah. You can keep the baby.
No, what if it was a wife and she goes, I thought you were saying it's a wife going, come on, if you buy me this car, I won't get an abortion.
Yeah.
Or something like that, yeah.
I used to do that to my friends,
Come on, honey, I love this car so much. I promise, if you buy it, I won't abort our baby.
But if the salesman doesn't blink, well, that's a good deal right there. I mean, you get a car. It's safe for the baby that's coming.
Or either that, or you just go, like, you just say to the girl, I want an abortion. And the guy's like, all right, I'm going to get a glass of water.
Oh, yeah, if you said that. All right, I'm getting an abortion. All right. All right, so we did that. That was a fun story. I'm going to cap all our stories right now.
Yeah.
So what else? What else over the...
Can I tell you something that happened to me really quick?
Sure.
So I got this rash.
Oh.
Is this a true story?
This is a true story. So
gross.
You sure
it's like a little thing on my chest and then a little bit on my back. So I thought it was diet related, but then it wouldn't go away. So I go to my doctor and she goes, oh, it's like this thing. Because if you sweat a lot, you get like it's a little irritation. She goes, oh, we can take care of that.
Yeah.
I go, oh, cool. She goes, take two pills on Monday, then sit somewhere where you can sweat for 5 hours, then take a cold shower, then sweat again for 5 hours.
No.
Then next Monday, repeat, take the two pills, then sweat for 5 hours, take a cold shower. And I was like, is there just a three pills?
Yeah.
What kind of medieval remedy?
What does she want you to do? Shit. Become a day laborer for the week?
But isn't that weird? Like, it's like...
Yeah, it's very old school.
Modern age, she's like, okay, here's what you do. Do you know a witch?
No doubt. It's like, let me put this leech on
I have health insurance. Give me the pills and the cream. I'm not sitting and sweating and timing it out.
Sit in a vat of mud.
Okay, here's what you got to do. Any redheads?
We're going to bleed you.
Yeah, we're going to cut you and bleed you out.
How do you feel about leeches?
And get rid of this.
See, quick story, right? I got right to it.
It's good.
So I got to the thing. Okay.
Damn good.
How about when we were about the... me and Daniel were getting onto an airplane.
Yeah.
I don't know if we should act this out with background noise so we can create what happened. We're getting onto an airplane, and the best part about this is...
How will they be able to see the punchline to this picture?
Well, I'm going to explain it. I think I'll do a pretty good job.
Can you tweet the picture?
Yes, I will tweet the picture.
When the episode drops.
Yes, I'll tweet the picture when the episode drops. All right. So we're getting on the airplane, and we both walk up to, you know, the person that lets you...
Gates person.
Yeah, where you show your ticket and you board the plane.
Yeah.
Right? Not the gate agent, but the person's
right
there. Right before the plane.
Yeah.
So we walk up and we go, hey, have they boarded?
Zone three.
Zone whatever it was. I think it was zone one, actually. We're first class. She goes, it was zone three. So anyway, she goes, no, but she goes, real sweet. She goes, go ahead on. And we didn't do it with any intentions. There was no line.
We didn't even realize that the line had already formed.
And by the way,
waiting their turn.
And the line was. Okay. I don't want to set up a picture that isn't true. The line was very. It wasn't right there, or we would have seen it. But it was far back. It was like.
Yeah.
So we didn't ask. We didn't go, can we sneak on? Nah, I don't pull that. There's people waiting in line. You know that annoys people.
Yeah.
And then.
I pretend that I'm handicapped when I try to do that. I don't know.
So then we're walking and we hear a woman. Go move away from the mic. So
so you just got a cotton line in front of everybody. Is that what you're gonna do? All right, yeah, keep walking.
Oh,
keep
God.
Walking. I just said, cut in front of everybody. We're here waiting too.
Oh,
I say, don't turn around. Don't turn around. Don't turn around. Because I thought Andrew. I thought what's your name?
Daniel.
I thought he might be confrontational with her, which you would have had a right to be.
If it wasn't 7 a.m, I probably would have said something.
So then,
So then we get.
Which, by the way,
plane's kind of empty.
Don't ever book a 7 a.m. flight. I tell it. All right, go ahead.
So that was my fault. I talked him into it. Yeah. So we get on. That plane's pretty early because it wasn't our zone yet. So we get on. We get in our seats. And I kind of just start, you know, putting my hat on and just try to pass out because it's early. And then Todd's like looking through his whatever you do. You have a day planner.
I get it.
You start looking through your day planner.
By the way, it's hard for me to get rid of that day planner. And you know what makes me feel better?
Day planner.
All right. You know what?
That is the worst. He does.
No, you know, I defend him because it is just the, like, whatever you use in your phone.
Why is it hard for you to get rid of it?
Hold on. One at a time.
All right.
I'll go.
Okay, go.
I'm kidding. Why, that's not fair.
I'll give him the day planner, but the faxes, that's got to stop.
Okay. Let's finish
the story, and then we'll get to your technological
Okay,
mishaps.
I'm
going to
write it down. Go ahead, go.
So, guess what? They let the people in. The next boarding zone starts to load in.
Yeah.
And we just both sensed her. Like, she was the first person coming down the line. And we both sensed her.
Yeah.
Smelled her.
Bubum, bubum.
Like bubum.
A shark, bubum. If it could walk and it was obese.
The only thing that, let me just interject. The only reason that she would get mad is because there's limited space above the seats where you can put your
seat. There wasn't, by the way.
That's not why, because
Well, she could have thought it, but we were the first, second people on the plane. There's no way. Okay.
So she was going to get her baggage up there.
And by the way, you'll see this story has nothing to do whether, because I've been somewhere where someone butts in line, and I think it's okay that six people politely go, there's a line. Uh-huh. I've been there. So it really is nothing. Let's say she didn't know. We didn't walk up and ask. The story gets to the point where you're like, that's not what it's about.
Yeah.
So,
and then she looks at her ticket. She's with a kid. She's with her daughter. And then she looks at her ticket. She looks at the thing. She sees us.
And we're like, oh, no.
No. And she sits right next to us.
Oh.
On the same aisle.
No.
Yeah, I'm in the aisle seat on the other side. She's with Daniel.
And her kid's between us. I'm in the way in the
no
window.
No way.
And she sits down and she turns to her kid and she goes, oh, look, we're going to sit with the man who cut in right in front of everybody.
Some reason they let me off
honey,
the hook.
Look, we're going to sit right next to the guy who cut in front of everybody. Look at these, huh? Oh, yeah. Is that what you do? You think that's nice?
No way.
Started yelling at both of us. And I'm pretty sure to be asleep.
Yeah.
Todd.
Can't stop staring at her. I'm like,
so,
oh, my God.
Did she finally shut up?
I just go, at one point I go, man. Yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I went up and I told her what happened. And I go, but that's not what it's about. And then Daniel interrupted me and he just said it perfectly. He goes, hey, we're sorry, but you know what?
You're on.
You're embarrassing your daughter.
Yeah.
She was so mortified that, you know, like her mother wouldn't stop. And you know what? So then she goes to sleep. And Daniel goes, I'm getting a picture of her.
Now,
the only way I can explain what she looked like when she was sleeping is, hey, in all fairness, nobody looks good sleeping.
No.
Your mouth opens up, your tongue, you look like you have a triple chin anyway, even if you don't. But if you have a triple chin anyway, then it looks like six chins and her mouth is opened up and she's like, And I know there's probably some wonderful people that when they're sleeping, they could look exactly like she looked and be a wonderful human being. But she wasn't. We're going to tweet the picture. And let me tell you, that was her life. And now when you do, you buy. That's her everywhere.
Yeah.
That's her. It reminds me of one time I was at the car wash and I waited in line behind three people. When I got up there, I realized I didn't have my credit card. She goes, that's okay, honey. Run out and get your credit card. They were still vacuuming my car.
Uh-huh.
Ran out, got the credit card. Hold on. Not yet. Ran out and got the credit card. Came back in, went to the front of the line because she was, when she saw me come in, she sort of, and I get up there. Now, it's not that a woman wondered why I was going to the head of the line. That I could understand. If it was a rational person, they could ask, be told, and then everything would be civil. She goes, oh, and it's a woman cashier. She goes, oh, why do you let him ahead of everybody? Because he's a man? And the woman goes, I'm a woman. She goes, I'm a woman. What do you mean? Like I'm going to treat – like what year do you think it is where I'm giving the – oh, that's a man. Let him ahead. He has a job to return to. You ladies are just, you know, out with the kids for the day.
When was the last time you were aware of a social issue that's your go-to thing?
Yeah, right. Oh, because he's a man.
You're still fighting that fight?
Yeah.
So wait till you see this picture I'm going to tweet. Take a look at it, everybody. Look at her. Zoom in on it.
Oh,
hold on. Look at the picture.
Oh, are you the guy that butt? Oh, look, it's the guy that butts in line.
Oh, yeah. She looks like that. Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, God. She looks like a bad one. Yeah. Well, I always think that that's the time for, you know, the plane is the time for quiet time. In other words, she shouldn't be upset if she, I could see if she got didn't get her bag above the seat. You know what I mean? Like if somebody, the reason they have zones, I go, why do they have zones? Well, because now there's limited space above the thing. So if you pay extra, you can get your bag above your seat.
Our guest today is Kevin Farley. He's from American Airlines.
He's from the FAA.
He's with public relations.
Yeah, but I mean, if somebody cuts in the zone, she might not get her bag above the
thing. Are you defending her?
No, I'm just saying, if she didn't have a seat and she got her bag above her seat, shut the fuck up then.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? If your bag is up, everything's fine, shut the fuck up.
Well, in all fairness,
that's all I got to say. And I would have said that to her. I would have said, listen, is your bag above there? Good. Is everything fine with you? Then shut your fucking mouth.
Well, you know what?
I'm going to punch you in the goddamn face.
But in all fairness, and that's...
And then to her daughter, you would have said...
And then I would have said, shut your cunt daughter's face.
Oh, no. Oh. The daughter...
Oh. I think the problem is your intentions are good, but then you go too far. Like with
is that too far? Yeah. Hold on. Is that too far?
I think you're kidding a little, right? Or do you have a temper in public, Kevin?
I don't, not because especially not on a plane, because I know you're going to get thrown off.
Well, I tell Daniel in all situations like that... I've learned over the years too. What you're looking for is harmony, and if you argue with someone, you don't. If you really want harmony,
well, the problem
then you're
is
not going to get. You're not going. Right. I'm sorry. I went like that. It looked like I was saying, "Whoa!" That's what Mancal did to me once when I was on his radio show. Put the hand up. Whoa!
You did?
Yeah. Oh, oh, hands up. I'm like, oh Jesus! Oh, I've never had my hand put up to me. But you were talking about because. Daniel was talking about when he was at the gym and they're in the dry sauna and you hear these people talking. So I was in the dry sauna today and there was some people. I thought they were talking about me and let's play it. Maybe someone that speaks Mexican. Is that what you call it?
I think you call it Spanish.
Spanish? Oh, jeez. I like it. This is real.
You recorded it?
Swear to God.
Oh my God, I know what they're saying. They're talking about your conversational present.
They're busting in the lockers. I heard locker. So I don't know what they're saying. Yeah, I swear to God that's real. Swear to God. To George Carlin. To George Carlin.
Hey, if you're a Spanish speaking listener, if you could translate that, that'd be great.
Yeah. If we were.
Because I always wonder, because my thing, have I talked about this on the show? Because my thing is, I'm going to say something to the management. I'm going to say either put up a sign, shut the fuck up for everybody, or put up a sign,
English only.
Because, hey, if you're going to talk, okay, but I gotta be able to listen. I got to be able to know what you're talking about.
You feel
about.
Like they're talking
but
about
you. But we talked about, hold on. We talked about this and you didn't learn anything.
No, you said if you want peace.
No.
If you want peace.
We talked about this. Maybe I'm being a little hard on you. Maybe. But I don't think you
on
learned
on the show
anything.
We talked about this?
Yes.
I don't think we did.
Okay.
Was that the same episode where Chris Hardwick said autistic?
Mm-hmm. All right. Chris said it. Right. No, we talked about that. We didn't want to make it a racist thing. Yes, there was a – when someone is speaking even in a language you understand and it's in a volume that's so overwhelming, it's annoying.
Well, yeah,
yes,
the volume
but can you eavesdrop – so what you're saying is, yeah, but at least you can eavesdrop. I feel when you can eavesdrop, it's a hair better. But when I hear two guys that speak English that are going,
not eavesdrop, participate. Because maybe at least I could talk and we could, like, it's a thing I could be involved in as opposed to a lot of the times.
But hold on. I think it's a volume thing, not a language. Right. When I hear two people speaking another language at a proper volume, and yes, I could hear it if I really wanted to, but I can also be in my own space 10 feet away. I don't care. To me, it's just a volume thing. And I'm not trying to be like politically correct. I really feel it's, and I think there's people that speak the same language that are at that loud volume of like, I own this area. And then there's other people that go, same thing on the plane. Like, we're all sharing this space.
It's a very limited space. There's a vibe on the airplane that if you're not in that vibe, to me, it's quiet time.
Lower your volume.
Yeah.
And you know what's worse? When you have people that you know.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're
somebody,
not
you part of your group.
If you're not comfortable, Daniel, in all fairness to you, when we're out sometimes, you're a little loud. But what's great about you never mind when I tell you. You're almost appreciative. When I feel guilty, you're like, no, I want to hear it.
I'm unaware of it.
And he's always he goes the other way to be like, no, don't. I want to hear it. If you ever been out with someone that's a little loud at the table and you're not comfortable enough to, you're like, oh, God, shh. Like, shush, people shouldn't be able to hear your conversation. That's why I say if your friends tell you you're loud on your cell phone, if three or four of your friends love you, first of all, if you're calling them friends, they should love you. So let's put if friends tell you you're loud on the cell phone, then fucking listen.
Yeah.
Don't put up a fight. If someone tells you you text too much, you fucking text too
much.
What
if someone tells you you're loud, like when you're talking to them on the other line, and they always go, dude, you're too loud on your cell phone.
What do you explain what you mean?
My mother, it started off as a joke, but actually now it is true. Whenever I talk to older people, like my family, they're always too loud on the other line. Like they always treat the cell phone like it's still a phone.
Oh, back in the old days, they treat it.
No, even now, sometimes, like I'll talk to my mother.
No, but I think back then you might have had to.
Back then you had to yell.
When you were talking long distance, especially.
Which I don't even, even that doesn't really make sense to me. It was still wires and electricity. Did you
really
have to yell?
I think those phones worked way better than the cell phones. Those phones worked good.
But you're right.
My mother still does that. Hello? Yeah, can you hear me? Mom, you're in your house. I'm in my house. Everything's fine.
At least it's your mom. Can you be honest with her and go, Mom, shush.
I do, but she never.
I think it's worth when we've talked about this often, the texting. Like, I have certain friends that I get caught texting sometimes.
You
the other day I was looking up, we were driving in the car and I tell Daniel, always. I go, Daniel, stop. I don't want you texting while you drive. And I was doing something and he caught me. And I was like, you're right. You're right. I don't have any excuse. Oh, yeah. The difference
is
you're
jerking off with his phone. Well,
do you know, like when I text you, you can't say like, I go, Todd, did you get my text? Because I know you got my text. But if you didn't return it right away, I go, why didn't you return it right away?
That's why I don't return. That's why you shouldn't return all. Whenever you get it, never mind.
Because I'm thinking to myself, you looked at my text and you went, oh, it's only Farley, and you ignored me.
That's not true.
Do you, Kevin, honestly,
do you ever text a guy and then he texts you like a day or two later and you go, did you just ignore me for 2 days?
It depends on the question, right? It depends on what kind of information you're trying to pass along. Like if I'm just saying, hey, are you in town? What are you up to this week?
Yeah.
If you get that from me on Monday and you send me on Wednesday, hey, around this weekend, let's hang out. That's fine.
That's okay.
I'm okay with that. But if I go, hey, did I leave a thing in your car?
Right.
Because I need it. And then on Tuesday night, you send me like, oh, what's up? Well, that's not okay.
Well, I've talked about this before. I have only because I like when people return my calls. Look, there's always exceptions, but that's not why you talk. If you had to just, go, well, there's exceptions, then you couldn't talk about anything. But besides exceptions, it's always nice when people return your calls. So I have an ironclad policy.
You return calls.
With returning other people's calls. Now, once in a blue moon, I genuinely forget. But if you know me on my whole existence, no, you don't hear every other week, oh, my phone and I got my new thing. Sometimes there's a real excuse. You lost a phone, but you don't judge anybody on their phone etiquette day to day. You judge them at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And if someone knows you and at the end of the year, stop these fucking, and I'm going to make up a word, cock fucking bull excuse. Oh, and you do, here's what you sound like. Oh, and I had lost my phone and then I didn't get it and I was at, I've told people, they go, oh, I didn't call you back. I was out of town. What? Shut the fuck up. You were out of town. You got a cell phone.
Why does that
anger me so much? It's like, you don't even think I'm worth, what do you mean? To me, that says like, why does that anger me? Hold on. Let me stop and think. I was out of town. Like, do you think I'm the dumb person that's going to go, oh, I didn't know.
Well, here's why. Yeah. Because here's what they're saying. Hey, you're not important enough for me to give thought when I'm not in your presence or in the same city as you. So that's my real life. That's when it angers you, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm out doing real stuff with real people.
Right.
I'll call you when I'm just in your vicinity doing your little bullshit that you're a part of.
And maybe you're right. And plus, you can always text somebody. First of all, let me tell you something. It's a two-way street. So I want to be very clear with this. Some people, you can't call them and say, look, I'm a little busy right now. They'll keep you on the phone. I have some people in my family like that. Like, if I know one, some people I can call and go, look, I'm a little busy right now, but I wanted to return your call. And then they'll acknowledge that, talk for 30 seconds. Other people, they won't acknowledge that. They'll just get you on the phone and then you can't get them off the fucking phone.
Oh, yeah.
But you can always text somebody too and go, hey, look, a little swamp this week.
Yeah.
But give me I don't even care if they put it on me.
Yeah.
Like if they want to clear their head, I get the feeling you don't even want to go, I'll call you next week, because that means you have to call them next week.
Yeah.
I don't mind if the person puts it on me. Hey, a little busy this week, swamped, miss you, give me a call next week.
Right.
That's a text. I've got to at least be worth a text.
Sure.
I had a friend like that back.
You should make a t-shirt about that.
Really?
I'm worth a text. I'm at least worth a text.
I like it.
Text me, tell me you're late.
Hey, they stopped. Did they stop?
Text me and tell me you love me.
Hey, by the way, if you don't want people to think, here's the problem.
Someone
told me this a long time ago. If you don't want people, like if you're out with someone and every time their phone rings, they pick it up and they look at it.
Yeah.
Well, then when you don't want to pick it up right away when they call, they're going to know your phone habits. So sometimes when you're out with people, I don't know if it's a trick or whatever, but and the phone rings and it's maybe it vibrates and you're out to eat and it vibrates. Don't pick it up. They'll go, oh, your phone's vibrating. Go, that's okay. We're eating dinner. You've set a pattern that, sometimes I just enjoy the people I'm with.
That's
but
right.
If every time you pick it up, you look and you text, well, then when they're calling you, they're going to know, no, they're picking it up. I know what they do.
Right.
So set, don't.
Well, you could say to the people, why didn't you pick up your phone? I was at dinner. I don't pick up my phone at dinner. And then.
Unless you pick up your phone at dinner in front of those people.
No.
All right.
Oh, yeah, but you have to make it a policy. Don't pick up your phone at dinner.
Hey, they switched. What did you say about the don't ask, don't tell? You said it's not effect. What I thought. What does that mean?
It means that they passed the law a while ago, but it starts today.
Which I think there was a couple of guys that came out and I forget. What was the story today? They were.
Because I thought that they should make it don't ask, don't tell. Flip it for once. The people that don't want gay people in the military, make it for them don't ask, don't tell. Like, we won't ask you what you fucking think. Yeah, we won't ask you what you fucking think about gays in the military, and you don't tell us. Then they'll see how it feels. Get it? Because that's what gay people were made to do. So just flip it. Go, yeah, we're flipping it. Don't ask, don't tell. Who? For you.
Wait, I don't get it.
You don't get it? Seriously? No, okay, there's people that don't want gay people in the military.
Right, yeah.
So now we have a new rule. It's called don't ask, don't tell.
Okay.
We won't. Do you follow my silly?
Yeah, it's like we don't ask your opinion.
Yeah, I don't.
So don't tell it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they're like, well, that's not fair.
Well, the problem with that is the First Amendment, freedom of speech.
Hey, by the way, isn't them letting people in the military that are gay and say don't ask, don't tell, sort of admitting that there is not anything psychologically wrong with gay people? Because why would they let them in the military if there was something that wasn't right with them? Are they going to – this is – you know, that you're out there. So isn't that sort of saying don't ask, don't tell? Are they saying – because – you know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't want to dismiss your point. It's true. But I think we're past the point where somebody in the scientific community would think that there is that's an abnormality. I mean, I think.
Then why don't they want them in the military?
I don't know.
I think you're wrong.
What do you mean?
Okay, may pretend, hypothetically, because I don't know either. That's why we're talking out here. You're anti-gay people in the military.
They do. No. By the way, what do you mean they don't want them in the military? They do want them in the military. Everybody is accepted in the military.
Well, they don't really. No. I think most people.
Not publicly, because I think it gets more of a political issue than it is. It's to appease, you know, people who vote that way.
Well, hold on. Let me see. I think we're a little off here.
Yeah.
I would think most people. Okay, try to follow this through. If you're for don't ask, don't tell. Mm-hmm. If you're going, I like it the old way. Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
I wouldn't imagine that your view is open-minded about gay people. You wouldn't go, "Oh, what do you think about gay people?" "Oh, no, I'm fine. My son's gay and I my daughter or my neighbor or whatever."
But
and
you don't got to flaunt it around. Well, yeah. Just keep it to yourself. That's what I think.
Right. So I think don't ask.
You don't think there's people like that exist that go, "Yeah, let him in the military, but just keep it to yourself. Yeah, I don't need to hear that shit."
That's my point. I think if you're saying don't ask, don't tell, it's usually from the mind of someone that thinks it is not a normal thing to be.
Maybe.
Why else would they want it don't ask, don't tell? It's like, all right, I'll let it happen, but let's not talk about it, please. You know, isn't that sort of their attitude?
I guess so.
Yeah. I think. So in other words, hold on, even role play, you think there's someone that might say, because you're saying you're not sure. You think there's someone that would say, I like don't ask, don't tell. But then if you were having a conversation, would be like, oh, my God, people are people. Who cares? Let people, love. You think that would happen?
Why did they have it in the first place?
Do you?
Because
I think it was Bill Clinton's way of saying, look, we got to make some progression here. How about this? Don't ask, don't tell.
It used to be they weren't allowed, right? What was the old rule?
Well, the old rule is if they asked you, opened about it, that they would be.
Yes.
So they asked you when you signed up.
I don't think they ever asked you, because I think that's like a constitutional violation.
Well, in Stripes, did you ever see Stripes?
Is that
movie Stripes?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
When Bill Murray's signing up for the military, and he goes, the guy asks him, he goes, "All right, let me ask you one more question. Are you gay?" And he goes, "No, but I'm willing to learn."
And we'll take a break.
I wonder, if somebody's out there smarter than us, which I'm sure a lot of people are, let us know.
Yeah.
Let us know how it got started.
Want to do a question out of the thing before we?
All right. Let me do this thing really quick. Open this up.
And then we got the after show. We're at an hour. What are we at now?
We're at like an hour 10.
This was a very gentle show. It's all good, though.
It was gentle.
Okay, Todd, ready? Here's the question. What's the one thing that you would do to make this world a better place?
That's out of that box of questions.
Where'd you get the box of questions?
Somebody sent it in to us.
That's nice.
What would you do?
What would I do to make
it? Well, you know my answer, I think.
To make the world a better place.
You would lower the lights everywhere, Todd?
No. Lower the lights. That's a good one.
Turn his mic off.
Candles.
No, what would I do? What would you do?
Kevin, what would you do?
Buffet.
Buffets and ice cream. I'd have more ice cream. Or buffets.
What would you do?
What would you do?
I don't know. I would say, if I could do any magical thing.
Anything.
No,
anything.
Real. Not like wave a wand, but like something that would be real.
I think that if for humanity to, if I could so hard, to have everybody really.
Bring back don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, bring back, yeah. Let's get these gays out of the military.
Go ahead.
No. Love yourself, basically. If people could learn to do that better, I think it would be a better world. In other words, I think if you gave yourself a huge break on a daily basis and said, "I'm doing all right, I'm doing good," that way they'd be better to others. And I think if people were just better to themselves, I think it would be a better world.
Any of you guys? Okay, that's your time. I know. Do you know?
Yeah.
I think we talked about this over the weekend, but go ahead.
Yes, I would know. I would raise the
Doberman Pinschers. No, go ahead.
I would raise this world, or can I just be more specific to America?
Anything.
I would raise taxes.
Oh, would you?
Seriously?
God.
No, seriously?
I kind of am serious, yeah.
Well, you're kind of serious or you're not. Like, how would that help the world? I'm asking. I'm not.
I don't know.
Take the injector out of my voice.
Yeah. I don't know. I honestly don't know the real question. This is a little silly, I know, but yeah. I really find it hard to believe that there's homeless people. Like, yeah. That just seems like such a thing. Like, it's hotels crazy. Are not that expensive to build. Like, these Motel 8s, like these things. It's weird that we have homeless people. That's like a thing that we want. I think somewhere in our society, there's a thing where we think we should have homeless people. Because that's how you, so we can have the full spectrum of wealth. And it's weird to me.
It's more mental.
Well, I have an answer that will end any.
And I don't know if taxes will pay for it, but why not try that for a while?
First of all, do never interrupt me again. You can have injecture.
Oh, yeah.
Remember we said that over the weekend?
Yeah, whoever invented the word interject, it's like they didn't want to interrupt anymore.
So you can't interrupt somebody, but they'll let you. Let me interject.
Let me interject
here. They'll be like, okay.
Interject.
I have an idea that, and I actually think this, I've talked about this, that could really happen, and it would end every. Look, some people tell me that know a lot more than me that there has to be rich people and there has to be poor people, and I somewhat understand that. I don't think this has to end that. There's always going to be a hierarchy. It's just how high the high is and how low the low is.
Yeah.
And I think this could equal that out. I don't think there has to be. And here's what it is. And I always say, like, if I had the power that Oprah had, or the power of, you know, well, Oprah, that you could sort of have this happen. And it's sort of a dream of mine in a weird way if I would ever get to do this, if I had a show that big where I'd have the money to fund this. And I think you could see direct results within, it's not like you would go, well, it would take 10 years. What I'm talking about implementing, you would see the results of it at the end of one school season. And my guess is it would be fucking crazy. And here's what it is, that we teach empathy one class, 1 hour a day. Starting in elementary school, starting in kindergarten. We talked about this over the weekend, and somebody asked me, well, how would you teach empathy? Well, there's a lot of different ways to teach it. It's not just teaching it. I know there was a psychologist years ago that there was a thing you did with elementary school kids. At least there was an elementary class that was being implemented on that I remember if you had blonde hair, you didn't get dessert one day. Mm-hmm. And then it taught the kids what it's like to not to be judged just because of the color of their hair or their. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a million other ways. Mm-hmm. Just teaching empathy, the things you divide the class in two, you make kids play with each other that haven't played with each other. 1 hour a day, it would end all. I don't want to overstate it because then it takes away how serious I am. It could end almost all the world problems because, first of all, like, what about health insurance? Of course, because then we would have empathy towards people that don't have it. It would end. So I think we should pull back on arithmetic. If someone goes, we have to teach less arithmetic, less reading.
I agree.
Fine.
Yeah.
And you know what? What bothers me about that? It's doable.
Yeah.
It's fucking doable.
Well,
you're right.
I agree with you 100%. I think that I would call it ethics. You know, there's a class in college called ethics, and I think that people do it in college. But why don't we start it at a younger age in teaching these kids ethics?
And a lot of times when somebody puts something,
and we don't,
when somebody puts something like this forward. And maybe this is very boast of me. Is that the word? Very, to, you know, you hear an idea and you go, oh, that would be great if you could do it. What bothers me, this could fucking happen.
Right. Well, here's the thing is, like, I don't care how smart you are. And I've, you know, lived a long life. I've ran into smart people that have difficulty in life. You know, whether you're talking about politicians that screw up or, you know, celebrities that screw up. You could be a very talented, smart person. But if you don't have empathy, like you're talking about, if you don't have ethics, you will guaranteed fuck your life up because you can't work with others. And this is the problem within companies and all this other stuff. They go, I'm a brilliant engineer, but I can't work with other people. Why is that? Because you don't have an idea of what ethics are.
You know, I read a New York Times.
I smell a joke coming.
Not a joke.
I can look at the grin on your face.
Not a joke. There was an article in the New York Times about the same thing and about they studied this generation, not this, I'm 31 now, like college kids now. And they have this weird take on character and ethics to where now they put a lot more weight on personal choice.
So like ethical questions would be presented, and then a lot more time. Kids today would go, well, it's really up to the person. It's whatever they
relative,
think is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's a personal choice. I think like I do what makes me happy, and I think other people should do what makes me. And yeah. People think that that's a great outlook on life. Where I could see how it is, but in there was a lot of shit where it's black and white. You either help somebody dying or you don't. You either help a guy who's in a coma, doesn't have any money. I don't know if you saw the presidential debate.
That's a dangerous thing, yeah.
No. All right. Well, listen, as always, you know, I know we were, well, it's all good.
We're coming right back. Are we going to drop the after show on the show?
Yeah, we're going to drop it on the show.
Oh, Kevin, you're going to have so much fun.
Well, we're
going to
have fun. It's going to be a lighter show. I gotta call Zach.
Okay, I gotta.
I'm gonna thank everybody before. Thank you, Katie. Katie, what's your last name?
Levine.
Katie Levine.
Katie Levine.
Yeah.
Katie
you didn't
Levine.
Know that?
No, because we don't.
Oh.
I talk to Katie 10 times a day. Oh. And then I want to thank Chris Hardwick for making all my wildest dreams come true.
That guy's autastic.
He bought me a McFlurry.
He's autastic. He bought me a McFlurry.
That's all my wildest dreams.
Oh, that's it?
Is that what he did?
And then Chris for filling in for Andrew, who we miss and love. I don't want to even make a joke because I know Andrew's very sensitive. We were saying, I don't even like making jokes that he passed away. He's not. He's alive and well, driving his shitty car that he bought with cash. Smart move.
I saw him earlier. He was walking.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's definitely walking.
Oh. Poor we should guy. Chip in and get him a skateboard.
Is it raining?
We should chip in and get him a skateboard.
No. Come on. Don't be cheap. Let's get him those shoes that have wheels on the bottom.
You know you're right.
And then they don't. And then they do. You know, it's like, dude, it's awesome.
I'm always jealous of kids that have those shoes. Yeah.
Oh my Are you God, really?
I so I bought a pair.
Uh-huh.
And then
did they sell them in your size?
I think.
Could you imagine if you saw an adult with those shoes, how funny that would be, actually? If you saw a guy
going
like
down La Cienega Boulevard.
Do you ever see people wearing those Skechers shape-ups?
Yeah, my mom.
Oh.
Anybody here? No?
No.
It's like, come on. You're really going to trick your body into working out? And you think, I'm not going to work out. I'm going to mind fuck my body.
Diets, have you had a diet fail you?
Diets fail me on daily basis.
You know those commercials? Yeah. Have you had diets fail you?
Yeah, have diets failed you?
So somebody's going, yeah, they do fail me.
Yeah. They fail me.
And I saw a guy the other day. This was the nicest thing. He had a seeing eye dog that I'm guessing, I just saw this, and I think the seeing eye dog went blind. And
why?
That seeing eye dog had a seeing eye dog. And they were three walking down the street.
Was the seeing eye dog like a smaller dog?
Or yes.
Chihuahua?
Sure.
So they had three of them.
I'm very agreeable in this bit. Right. Sure. Okay.
Not? Okay. Yeah.
Hey, I saw a guy today and it made me think of this. He was in a wheelchair and I thought about this. You ever have just a weird sketch come into your head? Mm. Or not even a sketch, like in real life. And you know my theory, somewhere, whatever you make up, somewhere it's happening.
Sure. No
matter what you make up, like you're going to go push come to shove. Yeah. Somebody was someone's driver for many years, a chauffeur, and then they lost their ability to walk and now they're in a wheelchair, but the person doesn't want to fire them. So it's still their driver, but then every time they get out, they have to get out of the car, help their driver out of the car, into the wheelchair, strap
in. That's not happening anywhere in the world.
I think you're wrong.
No way.
Really?
No way. Because if you're rich enough to have a driver, you're not the kind of person who would then, you know.
No, you're not doing it to be cruel. You're doing it to keep the person's dignity. They still drive you.
You'd pay them and say, don't drive me.
And then they're insulted. Yeah. Oh, why? Oh, no, it's okay. I want to drive you. I want to earn my money.
No, I know.
And I'm not exaggerating. No. It takes them.
I know you're being real. Like, is that happening somewhere in the world? No.
Yes.
No. I agree.
Okay.
No.
Email us your answers. Let me set the scenario a little better so you don't create mayhem. Just because someone's in a wheelchair, it doesn't have to be this mayhem. I overset it up a little. Okay. You're in the back. You pull up to the airport. They've got it down. They can get out of their car, pop their wheelchair out. 60 seconds, they're in it. I know. That seems like a long time to. 60 seconds, they're in it. They come around. They open your door. Have a nice day. You know, whoever it is.
Uh-huh.
They get back. They get in their car. You don't think that's happening somewhere?
No.
You don't have to help them out of the car?
Yeah,
no, you don't have
to
help them out of the car because they don't need help out of the car.
You don't have to have. Is there a wheelchair? Is there a limo driver in the wheelchair somewhere out there? Yes, probably. You said like somebody kept.
I know.
Their driver.
I made a mistake because when people have, they don't need. People,
are there wheelchair drivers?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
All right. My proof. Prove my point. All right. So thank you, Katie.
Right.
Thank you, everybody.
Me,
Kevin, you're not leaving. We're doing the after show.
Oh, okay. Right.
Oh, we can talk about. We can talk about. Chris on the after show too.
Okay,
I want to hear about the SNL when they came to see. Where did Chris?
Where'd he go? What do you mean?
No, where was he working out of in Chicago?
Well, Second City.
Second City. When they came to see people for Second City, we'll talk about that.
All right.
All right.
You know, we have a joke. Chris, I started it. My dad, I have a friend that, I've told, you know this. My people go, hey, Todd, is your dad still dead? My friend Jim.
are we gonna tell the story when I met Kevin?
Oh, should we open?
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, yeah. That's what
it's
we'll
funny
open up.
Now, yeah.
We'll open up the after show when
Daniel
Kino introduced Kevin Farley, what happened at the Irvine Improv, and that's how we'll open up the after show. All right. How long was that?
An hour and 35 minutes.
All right, Jesus.
Drop that shit.
I don't know. It's just, all right.
Why? You want to go longer?
No, I want to go. It's some, I don't know. All right. We're done. We'll be back with the after show.
Echo. Echo.
Just Kevin. Oh my God, this is your calling. Do it. Just Kevin. Keep going. It's great. You're great. You got what it takes. He doesn't need music. He doesn't need music. No. Go. You're great. You're hot. This is talent.
You got it, kid. You got it.
You got it.
Ba-ba. All right, tell me we got that on tape.
Oh, God, forgive me if anybody out there that hurt their ears. We're live at Black Horse Motors for the after show on the beautiful La Cienega Strip. I don't know why I wait to smoke. This is what I should be. This
is what you should be doing all day, every day. I'm your pot dealer. Oh yeah, enjoy yourself.
I tell the wrong guy.
Yeah. Hey,
I feel like I should. You're my.
Let's start off with the story that we promised people that we would get to.
Sir, quiet. Sir,
what?
You're being disrespectful.
Would you like to interject?
My name is up on that board in chalk.
My name.
Okay, Kevin. I'm going to drive this show. Tell the story.
Now he goes right to it.
Kevin,
anyway,
it is a pleasure to have you. And I know the first part of the show was serious, and we might have lost a few people.
Yeah,
we're going to make it. Doop, doobie,
doobie, doop, doop, doop. This is different.
Yeah. Okay. So we're at Irvine.
You brought me to your opening for Spade.
I like to call it.
You guys were doing shows together.
That's what I tell people. We do a show together.
And then you call me up, and you go, hey, do you want to come hang and maybe host?
Yeah.
And I thought, oh my God, this is a couple of years ago. Yeah. So I thought, this would be.
It was still embarrassing that he was so excited.
So I go, yeah. So we go there and then we go to dinner before the show. And that's when I met you for the first time. And,
yeah, we're at the Yard House.
Yeah. And, and Spade's there and then with some other people. And, you know, I'm just let alone that these are famous people. I'm a comedian. These are comedy, you know, giants. I'm just so impressed by
all. Or we'll edit all this part
anyway,
out.
Yeah.
So anyway, so then Kevin goes, hey, I want to do a guest set.
Doop, doobie, doobie, doobie,
doobie. Oh, cool. Doobie. Kevin's going to do a guest set.
You're taking so long for this.
I'm sorry. Story. So I start the show, and then I go, okay, I got to. He told me what to say, and then I'm getting to the intro. And I'm about to bring him up, and I say the things he told me to say. Right. And in my head, I'm going, don't say Chris Farley. Don't say Chris Farley. Don't say Chris Farley.
That's what I say to in Vegas every time.
Yeah. Don't say Chris Farley.
Please
don't say Chris Farley. And then I fucking say, put your hands together for Chris Farley.
And you know what? He doesn't even realize, remember, Kevin, he didn't realize that he said it. It's not like you went,
listen, it happened to me today. I went in on a Hyundai commercial, and the casting director called me Chris Farley. It happens to me every single day of my life. But I'm
a comedian, and I'm supposed to be some sort of a, you know.
But you got a cool poster out of it because
on
this big like 10-foot poster of the show.
Oh yeah, yeah.
What did Spade write? He wrote
he said, "Hey, please put quote in quotes, please put your hands together for Chris Farley." End quote. And then he wrote, "What a fucking moron."
Did I write that? No. I think I wrote it.
No, you wrote your line was the best. Honestly, it's kind of a morbid thing, but...
Oh, I know what I wrote.
Yeah, you wrote, hey, thanks for reminding me my brother's dead, asshole.
That's a mean thing to say. I'm sorry.
No, no.
But like, it's hard to explain to the audience that, you know, after that, I got to go, well, actually, no, I'm not Chris, but I'm Kevin.
What if I had realized that I had even done it?
Yeah.
You were so gracious. I mean, I was so
It happens all the time.
Let me tell you something. I wrote a song about this.
Did you want to? Want to hear about Chris?
Oh yeah, tell
you
me the story. I love when they went.
Which
to
one
see
do you
him.
Want
to
hear?
How when they went to see him, like how he had one little scene, and then they isn't that
who? It's his first time on SNL.
No, tell the story about how when someone asked for his autograph, what your dad said.
Oh yeah, this was like when he first got on SNL. We'd have this. We'd always go to a steak joint right next to Second City in Chicago.
What type of steak did Chris eat?
Chris, you know what? Honest to God, before he went on stage, he had this thing called, I'll never forget it, the Trenchman's Cut. And this thing was a giant block of meat. It was the biggest goddamn thing. He'd do it before he went on the stage.
Can I tell you what you
and
just
I was
caused?
Like, wow.
You caused every comic that's not funny to be now running out to the butcher and shoving pieces of meat in their mouth. They go, I can make myself great. It must have been the meat. They don't know. No, he was born funny. It had nothing to do with the meat. They're like, give me a steak. I want to be funny. Farley ate steak, and he was huge.
Yeah, well, great.
But he, so this guy comes up to our table, and he goes, can I have your autograph? Chris goes, yeah, sure. And he just signs Chris Farley and hands it back to him. Like, my dad's like, had a few drinks at that point. He goes, the hell are you doing? He goes, the guy comes up to you. He's nice enough to say, hey, I saw you on stage. And can I have your autograph? And then you write Chris Farley. You don't write anything personal. You don't just ask the guy's name. Don't you say, hey, how are you? What's your name? You know, goddammit. You write Chris Farley and hand it back to him? Why don't you say, hey, how's your day? I mean, the guy's probably nervous and stuff. I don't know what's going on. Why don't you say, hey, what? Who are you? And what do you do for a living? Write something personal. Ah, goddammit.
Oh, my God, Kevin. Yeah. You know what I just realized? And anybody out there that is sane is realizing? Yeah. He was right.
I know. Yeah.
Like, that's what I love about that. I've sort of gotten into that with a few comedians that just do that, scribble their name. And right, I think maybe I'm just being – but I go, write us their name until you can't ask anymore at least.
Right.
I get to the point when you're a – when
you just go,
huge,
hey, what's your name? You know?
Yeah, when you're new, you can take the time to do it. That's what it's saying. Hey, look, and now it's funny to see if we're on the same page here. You would agree. I do agree with your dad on that one.
Yeah,
But I get it when there's someone like maybe – Brad Pitt or Angelina, you know, I get it. They can only scribble their name. In that case, don't you think it's all right then?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're also getting mobbed or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you can sometimes.
Do you remember a moment where you realized
that he was getting so overweight? We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Was like, I don't know if you can.
His turns into Oprah.
My worst question. Yeah. Do you remember when he's
had a problem?
Hold on 1 second. Get me a take a break song. Okay, you ready? Because it's like, here's the worst. I turn it into a bad interview, and then I take a break. And it's supposed to be a light, casual interview about the funny things about Chris and just telling good stories and talking to you. But I go, when did you realize Chris was crying? We'll be right back. We'll take a break.
They will clean up all your talking in a minute such as this. They will make you take a tinkle when you want to take a
It's
piss.
About the FCC.
And they'll That's make funny. You call fellatio a trouser-friendly kiss. Here's the plain situation. There's no negotiation with the fellas at the freaking FCC.
I love that.
They're as stuffy as the stuffiest.
Was this from Family Guy?
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Make a joke about your bowels and they order in the troops.
Any baby with a brain could tell them everybody poops.
Take a tip, take a lesson. You'll never win by messing with the fellas at the freaking FCC. And if you find yourself with some young sexy thing, you're gonna have to do her with your dinger.
Alrighty.
I like that. Did you write that?
No, I did.
I like it.
Yeah, I just wrote it. I thought I wanted to do just this whole thing in the FCC, so I wrote it. I wrote it.
Excellent.
Yeah, some people say it sounds like Family Guy, which I have to admit, it does a little. It does a little.
A little.
It does a little. Just a little. Not a lot. A little.
A little. Some people say not a lot.
Just a little. It's just a little.
Not a lot. A little bit it does.
I heard a little bit. I heard a little bit, but not much. Not much at all.
All right. Anyway,
do you remember the moment? Was there even a moment where you knew that he was
Oh, a funny guy.
Famous.
Wow, famous or funny. Yeah.
Well, funny, I mean, I don't know if like that. He was probably funny when he was a kid, right? Yeah.
Remember,
but like, do you remember like a moment where you were like, oh, fuck, like my brother is.
Yeah, well, honestly, we went to this camp.
Other people know him now as funny.
We went to this camp as kids. You know, it was a 7-week stay overnight camp, and they had a big play at the end of it all. Mm-hmm. You know, and he was 12.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it was. We had a great time. And he always starred in the play, you know, and you know, from a being a kid, he was a star, like right as he just had a natural ability on stage, which I got none of.
No.
But no,
I say this a lot. When I say I'm high, you know what I tell people? I think it lets your guard down a little for me, so I might say things that later I'll feel. But I know you're fucking funny. Like, you and John are both fucking funny, and I always want people to see that. You know, like,
yeah,
I mean, like,
yeah.
You know, like my friends that maybe don't. I go, no. It's like it's that it's that type of humor. When we're, it's hard to do, but all the little bits we're everybody. John and Kevin are always up for bits.
Well,
I think you never say no. You just would.
No, I'm a very silly man. When I think about it, if I were to go over to my therapist, I'm a silly man.
When you walk through the casino,
I love silly shit.
When you walk through the casino, like he takes a shirt and he ties it into a knot, like a girl's shirt.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
he just walks around the casino being so feminine, and it's so. Yeah. He goes, "Oh, hi, girl." No one knows. They just think, and everyone's always so nice to him. They think that's a friendly guy.
Was it was it your dad or your mom that was funny?
Very silly. Everybody was silly. It was just,
really?
My dad was just a different kind of a humor, but my mom was very. They were both in their own way very funny. And then you know it was like a competition in my family, you know, to be out funny dad and out funny mom.
What did he do for a living?
Well, he sold asphalt. We sold asphalt with him.
Oh my god!
My
really?
Brother, yeah, my brother Chris sold asphalt, and then I sold asphalt for a long time.
He was a drinker. Right?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh yeah.
Asphalt. Who did you like door to door?
Door to door asphalt.
Yeah, I walked up your dirt road up here. I realized
I always say in my
you don't have any
asphalt's not too hard to sell because you either fucking want it or you don't.
You can say that.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, we've been doing this for 7 minutes and 44 seconds.
Oh, we have a special guest.
Yes, we do. The owner of Black Horse.
Does he come owner of Black Horse Motor for the first time ever?
Shh, never talk.
Carl,
over
you've never been on the show.
Never talk over a sponsor.
Oh.
So anyway, I want to thank you. This is old school. When I used to listen to radio when I was little, here's how it would be. You ready? Like they would do the drop-ins, but they were very. You didn't mess around with your with your in-house commercials. Yeah. So they'd be doing a show. Right. Anyway, the Republicans are coming down tomorrow. Anyway, we'll take.
Boy, what
we'll
are you gonna do?
Anyway, then they would do that, and then they would take a break, and you knew it because they were going to plug something. Here's how they would plug it if they were this was a sponsor. Anyway, they go ba 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 ba, and then they go anyway. Well, we'll take your calls. Black Horse Motors. Where are you going to go in Los Angeles if you're looking for, you know, whether it's a Ferrari or whether it's a 1928 Bentley, you'll see the Black Horse Motors. You can't miss them. You're driving down the La Cienega Strip, and right where the La Cienega Strip meets Airdrome, bang, there's a big glass showroom, and inside it you see a cars like you've never seen before. Black Horse Motors, when you need a high-end auto body work or, okay, I'm a little off, Carl, but you know what I'm doing. Or just to stroll around our showroom. You know what?
Charles, do you want people coming in just to stroll around the showroom?
No. People come in.
Don't come in.
That's a cool old car.
Oh, my God. Can I get in it?
Get in it. Get in it. Don't worry about buying it. Sit in it. Of course I want to see you sit in a car that you can't afford. Why would that bother me? Why would that sit? Of course. I want you to sit, play.
Can I get in it?
Hey, what the fuck? You left your family home? Get the fucking family back here. Sit in these cars and have yourself a party. Oh, of course. What did you think? Why would you even ask that? No, I'm like, oh, please don't sit in my car. I only like to take time if you're interested in buying it. Of course I don't feel that way. Sit. Walk around. Hey, I'd like to have an hour conversation about your dumb fucking car that you want to tell me it's about.
Well,
so
you know, I have a
shut
Jetta.
Up. But yeah, oh, I got a Jetta with only. God, suck my dick, all right? I want to do two things, and if you do it, I'll treat you with respect and dignity. I want to sell a car or fix your car. If you're not interested in that, no, don't sit in the car.
I think you nailed it.
That's the guy. Be like, yeah, Samuelson, can you step into my office?
Yeah, he'd be like, this. What's the problem?
Meeting, okay?
Jim,
will you sit down?
What did I do wrong?
Well, let me just tell you something. Oh, I was out at lunch.
Did you just hear me out there?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Oh.
And
yeah,
you know what?
I got to admit, apologize.
Jim?
Can I apologize before you even yell at me?
What?
I was probably a tiny bit over the top with that.
What got you that angry?
What got me that angry?
Yeah.
Was I angry? I didn't even realize.
You were screaming at the Johnson family.
Oh, no.
They're friends of mine, Jim.
Oh, no. I'm trying to think of a lie. That's a hard one. I don't know what I would say if I was caught doing
it. Well, I'm going to have to let you go. I'm going to have to let you go. I'm sorry you're fired.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry you're fired.
Can I talk to you?
Mm-mm.
I gave you my liver.
I know. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that. But God damn it.
I gave you my fucking liver.
You almost hit that lady.
I know. And can I tell you the truth?
What?
What I just did was fucking wrong. If you caught me, I flipped out.
You flipped out.
You don't think I'm in here right now going,
I'm trying to sell cars.
You can't talk to people like that. I get it. I think I had a nervous breakdown.
You did?
But I gave you a fucking liver.
Okay.
I gave you
my liver. You're making me feel guilty now. God damn it.
Well, for God's sakes, I gave the guy a liver. You know, but you're still like, I got to run a tight ship.
Listen.
Listen. Can you, what is it with me? Play the Red Fox. Why not? I can do whatever I want. Daniel, you having a good time?
What?
I ain't fucking mind. Performing for no goddamn 20 people.
You
can
it?
Suck my black balls. Nothing? Chris, turn it off.
Turn it off.
I want you to put on, I've put on the song, Welcome to My World, karaoke. I'd like you to sing it for everybody. Yes, that's what happens when you don't play cues right.
Todd?
Well, you didn't. He's lying to me now.
No, you did. Well, you did play it.
But it took a second.
Timing.
How dare you? You know, Katie, no wonder she's looking at you like that. I never know why sometimes. She's looking. Well, she's like, "What? When will he learn?
He had most of the pot, you know.
I know. You know, it's funny when you smoke pot after the show and it goes his way. I'm always like, oh, my God, Chris has had 7 hits. Now, Chris, I'm kidding. You do whatever you want. You know what? That's what Andrew did.
All right, okay,
so five fucking people. I ain't doing a show for 5 motherfucking people.
Oh,
it's okay. You know what? I don't mind doing it. Let me finish. Let me finish. Don't interrupt me. I don't like if I really think someone thinks I'm serious. I never care if somebody. If you mess up, I don't care. I swear to God. I don't know if you think. Oh well, is he being serious? No. I don't want that type of atmosphere. If somebody. It would have to be really bad, but your first night doing it, oh, my God. What did I tell you before we started? I said, because sometimes we do bits like this where I act mad and I'm not, but this time the only reason I stopped the bit because I thought, you could think maybe I'm hiding it in the bit, but I swear I'm not. I swear. Okay, I'm not appreciating what you're doing now, not acknowledging how great I am for being so nice.
Yeah. For not being angry.
I'm getting a little angry.
You're not being nice to me by not being angry.
Thank you. And you know what? That was. If people can rewind that, if they're rewinding this, I don't know if they're still rewind.
Yeah.
You're a tyrant.
Listen.
Okay, let's hear it.
So can we try it again?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, you ready? I ain't doing a show for 5 people. Fuck that shit. Try it.
That was perfect. All right, let me try one.
Do one. We'll do one.
You ready?
He's high. Are you high? It's okay. You know what? You are in. Let me tell you something. And you know what?
Right.
You're in such a safe. I'm being totally serious now. Don't throw me under the bus for help. Think I'm being. You're in a safest zone in the world. If you're high, I have so much. Like, that would be the worst. Like, you got a little high, so we're going to work with it. It's totally cool. I like that you're in that headspace, and I don't want to mess with you. I am high, too. You can't tell at all? Doesn't it seem like I'm being nice to him and he's and being sarcastic and mean back to me? A little? No?
It seems that way because of the things he's saying with his mouth.
I know. Listen, Katie is upset.
Katie's,
I know
you've
her,
made
I can
her
see
mad.
It in her eyes. You've got her upset. Okay, listen.
Katie's
fucking 5 people.
All right, do it.
5 fucking people. I ain't performing no 5 fucking people.
Can you please go back out? Those 5 people paid. I'm the manager at the Irvine Improv.
Oh, man.
I know.
Oh, my God. That's where he is at the Irvine Improv?
What's wrong with that? That's where
I
am.
He was in Vegas.
Well, no. Of course he's in Vegas. I don't know why I changed
I know,
it.
But I don't
all
know.
Right, listen. Can you... I like. I found some I old footage of I can't even say Engelbert Humperdinck. I love finding old. I love showmanship.
You said Engelbert.
No, I did. Engelbert Humperdinck. That's his brother.
Engelbert.
That's his brother.
That's a porn star. That's a Jewish porn star.
Did he not say Engelbert?
No, I did. Of course I did.
He said Engelbert.
Well, hear it. We can replay this. Look at people walking by the dealership.
Those fucking assholes.
I think I'm gonna buy one of these cars. All right.
This is a nice car.
You know who's on the phone?
Who?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, no way. Jerry Seinfeld's on the
phone? No, the real Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, right, cool. Let's see it.
Are you kidding me? There's something wrong with the phones?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The phones, I don't know. I don't know what happened to them. But what? It just like it makes everyone kind of sound really weird.
You mean like the devil voice?
Yeah, yeah, kind of like a devil.
Oh, fuck.
It's a little evil there.
Well, get it, take, just give me, you don't have a landline that we can take this call that doesn't have an effect on it?
No, everyone sounds
like
the
devil.
Just
talk to him. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, it's nice to be on your show. I'm a big fan.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Well, it's a pleasure. We're really happy to have you on the show. A little bit nervous, I'm not going to lie. You're promoting what? I know we're promoting something. I don't want to tell the audience what it is because I don't really, can you explain to the audience?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing a one-man show. It's fucking nuts.
Oh, you swore. I've never heard you swear.
Yeah, you know, everybody always thinks that I have, for some reason, this, you know, I don't want to curse or I don't want to be, some of my act is clean and that's what I do, but sometimes I also say fuck, say shit, I fucking, you know.
You ever say pussy?
Pussy, fuck it, pussy, give me some fucking pussy.
It's the funniest thing. Let me try one of those. That's hilarious.
Do you want to ask Jerry a question?
Yeah, let me ask Jerry a question.
Go ahead. Hey. This is, by the way, I have to swear, I'm swearing to God.
Yeah.
You know, isn't that great that we can use that phrase? We didn't say, to George Carlin means you're not lying. I never will break that promise. But I like saying I swear to God for comedic purposes. So, okay, back to the bit. That's what's good about this show. I can leave the bit, reference it, and then go back into it. So now we're back into the bit.
Okay.
So this really is Jerry Seinfeld, I swear to God.
Yeah.
This is really him. I don't know if people think. Is there any way to get that off his voice?
No, it's going to sound like that until I fix it.
Oh my God. Oh, do you want to ask
a
question?
We
apologize, Jerry. We're having a problem with our microphone. And
Jerry,
you don't know this, but you're coming. By the way, I realize I use Jerry for 10 different characters. All right, that's fine. I got a lot.
This is the real Jerry.
This is the real Jerry, though. Yeah. Jerry, but we're having problems with our microphone.
Oh, well, that's okay. It sounds good on this end.
Right, does anybody want to ask him a question?
I do.
Go ahead.
Jerry.
Ask him a serious question.
No, I am. Jerry, this is Kevin Farley.
Nice to meet you.
I heard you have a lot of cars. How many cars do you own?
I'm not, you know, crazy with the cars, you know, like, you know, fucking Leno. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. How many fucking cars do you need? I mean, it's just fucking over. It's like fucking get with it.
Oh, my God. I got to be honest. Now, that's cool. I know you guys are friends, and if I got to be honest? I didn't think I'd be defending Leno, but like the guy likes cars. What's the problem? I don't understand.
It's just I can't explain it. Something about it. Stop with the fucking cars.
I have a question.
I got to understand. I love that Jerry's saying that.
Saying that, that's nice.
I don't know if I love it or I don't love it. Go ahead.
Do you remember one of my favorite jokes of yours is the laundry, Jed? Do you remember that? The T-shirt. Can you do that joke?
You know, I won't do it, but I'm not offended that you referenced it. It's it is probably one of an early bit that people started being.
Do you remember how
related it with it? I did that on the Tonight Show, and it just sort of resonated, if that's the right word, with people. So I don't mind you referencing it, but I would feel stupid to just do the bit right now.
All right, whatever.
Jerry.
Yes.
Yes.
One more question, and then we got I can't believe it. We're on such a tight schedule today. We have, we also have some more callers. We got a lot of people calling in.
What was your, did you say anything to Michael Richards when he had that little incident on stage, you know, a few years ago?
I gave him advice that I would give any friend, and, you know, it's all water under the bridge. You know, what are you going to do?
Right.
You make one schmutz a joke, and people want to
fucking chop
your door.
we had a problem with the phone.
Oh my God, I'm laughing. It's weird to hear Jerry Seinfeld talk like that. Did he say Schwarzer?
He did say Schwarzer, yeah.
Schwarzer.
Oh, well, you can hear us. Right. Okay.
Anyway, we got to thank you, Jerry Seinfeld. Always, that was, you know, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Okay, we have on the line right now. No, I can. Anybody.
Who?
All right, it's 20 minutes. I'm having a good time so far. I really am. The Red Fox thing, I wasn't crazy about it. Hey, I thought about it. Do you guys want to be in on this with me?
Right.
See you, right, Carl's see you, Carl. Leaving. Carl's a great guy, really. He's, let's do the bit where he says he's a great guy.
Great guy. Carl's a great guy. He's a good guy.
He's a pro. He's gone. He's gone. He's gone. He's gone.
Fuck
shut him up. He sits in here. Oh, let me just stare at everybody. I'm the owner. Mention my dealership or you're out of here.
All
right, guys. Listen. So me and you were in Vegas, and there was a guy, a psychic guy. I don't know if we could recreate how hard we were laughing, but there's a guy. His name is Chip Coffee. Yeah. And he's, I sound like Johnny Carson, Chip Comfy. Yeah, he's a psychic. No, he's not a psychic. I think he can talk to children that are in touch with spirits. Now, for what it's worth, I don't necessarily don't believe any of that stuff. I think I've heard this. I heard somebody say this once as an answer, and I always go with that answer. They say, I don't know if it's real or it isn't. I don't totally dismiss it, but I'm not sure. That's how I feel about it. I don't know why I had to quote somebody else for saying that. Yeah. You would think I could have thought of that.
I don't have an opinion either way. Yeah, someone else said that. That's not my opinion. That's how much more you don't have an opinion. You don't even not have your own opinion.
I'm going to quote somebody else's opinion on that.
I don't care. And that's not my opinion.
All right. So Chip Coffee. Saying is I'm making fun of this guy, but overall my belief on this stuff is I don't know. I think it could be possible. Go ahead.
As an empath, I pick up on the emotions of what has gone on in a space. Many times I can tell if something sad has happened there.
Don't laugh.
Something to do with military here?
Oh, my God.
I just want to pace when I get in this room. I just want to move back and forth, always moving. And a very strong man in this room who talks like this. How much of what I said made any sense to you?
Turn it off. What the fuck? Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
Is that a TV show?
Listen. There's a very strong man. Okay, he literally said that. We're supposed to make fun of him. Like, he should say something like,
oh, he grabbed me. He grabbed my dick.
He should be saying, oh, my God, there's a strong breeze in the room. And we should go mocking him going, yeah. Oh, my God, I feel a strong man in the room. He said that.
Yeah.
He feels this. Remember in Vegas you were going like, he's trying to get the kids and he turns into the devil. Go ahead, do a little bit of it.
He's like, oh, he goes. All right, sometimes I get possessed.
There were these kids, and he was able to contact the kids, but he was talking to all these young kids, and it seemed a little, because they were like 13-year-olds, and he was like,
you guys see things, and you need to listen to the inner voice. He goes, you need to listen to your inner voice. Whatever your inner voice says to do, you got to listen to that inner voice.
So then Kevin was like, going.
And then he goes, suck my cock.
That's the devil.
Will you kids take my pants off, unbuckle my belt, and suck my wing? Wang.
And then he goes, back.
Anyway, did anything happen? Did you guys? I felt like I was possessed.
He goes, did the devil say anything to you? Say that.
Did the devil say anything to you guys?
No. He just said, do good in school. Do good in school.
He said good in school.
That's what he said.
Eat
vegetables. Yeah.
He never said anything else. I said, suck my dick. What the hell don't you guys have ears? I said, suck my cock. You can suck my cock. Now, what did he say?
He didn't say anything.
I couldn't really make it out.
I couldn't understand him.
What?
You didn't
hear anything?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
He didn't say anything.
Something, but not.
You goddamn idiots. Listen to me. The guy in here, I'm taking him over, and I'm demanding that you come over, unbuckle my pants, and suck my dick. What do I gotta fucking do to convince you, goddamn kids?
What happened? Where was he?
That's it. Oh, my God, that's so funny that he goes back to his other self. And remember, eventually you did this. You go, all right, now listen, I don't normally do this as the devil, but I'm going to stay in his voice, but this is the goddamn devil. And I know you hear every word I'm saying. Now, I want you to suck my dick. Do you understand? Now, I'm not allowed to do this. I'm supposed to be in that grovelly voice, but I'm just trying to help you. Now, do you hear me? Look at me. Look at me. The kids are like, oh, we can't.
Wait a minute. Anyway, you're not even possessed anymore. Yes, I am. I'm just using my own voice.
Welcome to my world. You know when the old performers, they would tell a story and then like on stage and like Frank Sinatra and then they would like tell a little joke and everyone would laugh and then they would go into their song.
Oh, yeah.
See if we can try that with that thing we talked about. Like how quick will blah, 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 punchline. Yeah, we'll do with the words on it. No, that's okay. That's okay.
I know. It's just
with the words. You know, the one that has the words on it. Oh, does this have the words on it? Because that looks like karaoke's. Yeah, no, the one with the. I'm sorry, with the actual words on it from Engelbert Humperdinck. That's okay.
I have Engelbert. A weird question.
Why do I sit around Googling Engelbert Humperdinck?
No,
Engelbert?
No, that I know
Engel,
the answer to.
Engel.
Listen.
Yeah. I could go
this
for
is
a
like
beer.
A comedy question.
Oh, really? Because I'm ready to do
you know
a bit.
That, well,
is this going to take a while?
I don't know. Maybe you. Depends how long. What you think of this question.
Okay, go ahead.
I've really thought this. You know the Take My Wife, Please? That was who?
That was Chris Hardwick.
No.
No, that's
no,
Chris
that
Hardwick.
Was Benny.
Youngman.
No, I'm positive that's Chris Hardwick.
Benny Youngman.
Who started out as a jazz player, by the way.
That's Chris Hardwick.
Henry Youngman.
Henny Youngman is Chris Hardwick's father.
Listen, yeah. Take My Wife, Please. Do you know what was the...
You Take My Wife.
What was the joke there?
Please. Oh.
What was the comedic? Because that's...
Goes, oh, that's... You know what?
Well,
I figured it out.
I'm going
to... It's
like some women don't like to leave the house. Take my wife. Please.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't know that was the joke for the longest time.
Can I tell you something? I didn't either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, is that
take my wife. Take please. My
words,
wife.
Like, take my wife. Like
it was as an example.
Yeah.
Take
and then
my
she
wife.
Goes,
please.
We can't be the only ones having this conversation.
I know. Isn't that
interesting? Because that's embarrassing of everybody listening. What?
But no, you knew right to... away. I've always known
that. Yeah. Take my wife.
Take my wife, please.
So that was the beginning of that joke, or was that an example that you just gave? Some women don't like to leave the house.
Yeah, that was an example. It was like some women don't like to cook.
Like
some women don't like to cook. Yeah. Take my wife.
It's please. Engelbert. It's the videos that they sent. I'm sorry. Remember, he sent three of the same song. Yeah. Welcome to my world. No. I don't want. I'm sorry. I meant the words on the song. Oh. I'm sorry.
I knew, a song with the words.
No, I knew. Actually, I knew what you were saying, and I went to correct myself, and I forgot, if that makes any sense. No, but this is a great one. This is a great one to say we'll be right back on. You ready? Want to do that one? Yeah, we'll do it. We'll be right back right now. It's a great one. This is Engelbert Humperdinck. This is a song he sings. He gets two girls on stage. I swear, it's crazy. You have to Google Engelbert Humperdinck singing, you make my pants want to get up and dance. And he basically, then these girls get on stage. He throws them down.
Can we see it?
And he starts making out with them. No, because we don't have that part, I don't think. Yeah. I just got to when he starts singing. But anyway, why do I love silly music like this? It's also good to, we'll be back. Are you ready to play that? Yeah. You don't look ready. You look nervous. Like if I say, and we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Ready for this?
Love this. Fucking love this.
Pause it.
No.
Pause it. Okay, here's why I'm pausing it. Because I want people to go watch it so then they can watch it with us.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not going to turn it off just to do that. Well, if you can, do it. This is like, so he gets these girls up on stage. So we're going to play it out here.
Was he black?
No. He was probably like with Elvis and Tom Jones, and it's my guess is that he probably could be very jealous of Tom Jones' career and the longevity he had.
What,
I'm just guessing.
Is he dead?
I don't know.
No. The Engelbert Humperdinck, I think, is still alive. I'm gonna guess he's like it's like if he was. He looks like he might be 50 here, 48, and he's still moving around like he's a 25-year-old.
I thought he was black. He's just old.
No. Well, he's tan. He's very tan. So anyway, he brings these girls up on stage. I know it's a very visual bit to do, but now people can watch it. And plus, just for the music alone, even if you don't see it, like this happy music.
No, I love this video. You should. Well, what year do you think this is?
This is probably, he says it's 1982.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I love this.
You think it's older than that. But anyway, he gets these girls up on stage, literally pushes them down and starts French kissing them.
Kidding.
Like they're getting raped, you know? Uh-huh. So anyway, finish playing this.
Please, honey, won't you kiss me again?
Watch.
Oh. Oh my God.
Fucker.
That is insane.
He had a big rod.
Do you think?
Hold on.
They weren't really pulled out of the crowd, were they?
Yeah, they were.
What if she had a husband?
Watch this next girl's face.
You make my pants want to get up and dance.
You make my pants.
Hold on.
Look at this other girl.
I'm going to rape you now. Here we go.
You make my pants get a boner in your ass.
I'm going to rape you. Yeah, I'm going to rape you.
He's got the shirt all on.
Oh, what the fuck?
Watch this. She gets up. She's excited.
Oh, yeah. I've got to put something in here.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, he is. That's gross.
Oh, that.
Wow.
Not okay. Okay.
Stop the music. Strike up the band.
Okay, fade it out. You make my pants want to get up. And
he was conducting.
Do you think they
rape.
Pre-screened them?
Lady.
I wouldn't play that whole video again because I think that's wrong to the listeners. But I'll tell you what I would do. I would play this part again from the beginning. Because I want them to hear. I think they deserve to hear it again. Just the first 20 seconds.
You make my pants want to get up and dance.
Hey!
You make my pants want to grin.
Yeah.
I put something in your drink earlier.
Honey, won't you kiss me again?
I'll turn that off for a second. Now, I'll tell you what I wouldn't do. Remember I said I wouldn't play that the rest of that because then it gets visual. But I still would do it again.
You
this.
Make my pants wanna get up and dance. You make my face wanna grin.
Okay. No.
Wait.
He was convicted of rape.
Screened those girls.
No.
Sure they
that girl looks happy when that happened, and she looked like when he pushes her down. He is mashing his face into hers.
Yeah.
Ugh,
Engelberg.
Picture that.
Engelberg.
Bobby Miyamoto says when older guys tan, he never understands why. Like when there's like a 60-year-old guy tan, Bobby goes, do you think there's girls at the pool in Vegas? Oh, yeah. She goes, I would love to fuck that tan.
That old tan man.
Bobby Miyamoto might call in.
Oh, good.
Let me tell you something. Bobby Miyamoto calls in. He doesn't might call in anywhere. I mean, where's Bobby Miyamoto going? Hey, he's so big there that he goes, I might call in. They go, well, we'll just keep the day open for you. When Bobby Miyamoto doesn't call in, he gets yelled at. Hey, yeah. your comedian was supposed to call in. What the fuck happened? All right. I think I can sing, and I'm not. Sorry. It's not right. Can you get that song? Welcome to my world, karaoke version.
What is this?
I think I found a song that I can sing. Like at least old school style where I talk right. it. So I'm doing my act. Can you give me a little echo? And Katie, by the way, we're at 32 minutes. Everything's great.
Todd, can I ask you a question?
No, that's a trick you have. And then it turns into a 30-minute conversation. Do you think if I get too... Can I get too much pussy?
What percentage do you really believe you could sing? Like,
okay. Oh, that's, I love that question.
From 0 to 100, like, hey, like, for, like, let me finish the question. From 2 100 to like, hey, I know a joke, but I really believe I could be a singer.
That's a good question.
50%. Like, look, okay. I think honestly, I got to be honest with you. Maybe if it was the right song and some coaching,
I'll tell you what,
it's all jokes, 100%.
Is it, am I doing it because I really want to put people through the pain of me singing?
Because you think you can really sing and you could really do it.
I swear on you, the only thing I would want to do in life, I won't do it because I don't have the commitment.
Mm-hmm.
But the only one thing, like people go skiing or should you do this or, I don't care. I don't want to ski. I don't want to.
Correct.
I can have more fun not skiing.
Correct.
I should make that a sport.
Hey, Todd, what are you doing this
weekend? Skiing.
Oh, that's fun.
I'm sitting.
Yeah.
I love doing nothing, and I'm so happy doing it, and everyone can tell.
Do you
You're
really?
Good at it.
You like doing nothing all day.
I like to sit around talking to my friends. That's all I want to do. That's why I have this podcast.
Yeah.
That's why I have the after show, so you guys can't leave, because it's a show, technically.
Do you
there's
stay
no
for
show.
The after show?
Yeah, there's
this
an after
isn't
after
even
show.
Being recorded.
Right, listen.
So
do I think I found a song, yes, but I have trouble in two areas. But I think other than that, if I could... Oh, so I don't want to ski. I don't want to do anything. I want to take singing lessons because I think it could get me to the point where I could be a bad singer. You understand what I'm saying?
But
like,
would you do? Let's like, hear can this. You do singing lessons? Or
yes, you can.
Could you be? No.
Did
I'm
you
saying,
hear what I just said? You're not listening.
No. You,
I said a bad singer.
Listen,
they make. Could they make me?
No, you don't understand my question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think you're too self-conscious to like sit there with a vocal coach there for 2 hours going, Todd, no, right here. No, Todd, right here.
Lady. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I'm kidding.
You're going to do that for an hour.
Okay, listen. Yes,
you're going to make jokes.
Listen.
Yes.
You're right. I said I wish I would. And you went off yelling at me before I could say it, but I won't. All that what you just said was a waste.
I want to hear you.
I'm erasing it. Me.
Me.
You. Us. Mixed Nuts, 1982. I remember every song parody in my head.
You remember when we used to
Meet the Finkelstones. They're a modern kosher family from the town of Cherry Hill. They support the Gucci industry.
You know what else he can't do? He can't dance seriously with another man.
We had a contest. He said for $10,000, if you had in a movie and two, we had to dance. We had to sit across from each other and dance, but serious.
Really serious.
And I tried. We were in the hotel. We cranked the music. We're being silly. It's just what we do, if you're wondering. I could not laugh. Every time I go, so then we fake yelled like Steven Spielberg just yelled at us. Yeah. Like it's a movie for him. You know that bit we always do. Mm-hmm. He comes aside. He goes, I've been nice guys, but I got, and I remember we were like faking like we got yelled at. And in my head, I swear I went, give it every fucking thing you have.
I know.
I couldn't. I looked at him, and I would start going like this, and I couldn't. It sounds easy to do, but out.
It's so hard.
Try to do it with someone in a room. Guy. It sounds easier. Yeah. Crank the music. You look at each other. It's got to be like you're really trying to dance. It's not a silly dance.
No, it has to be serious.
You're like you're into it. You're lost in the. You're lost in the music. Your
you
arms
have to
are
really
moving.
Try.
It's hard to do. But anyway, but back to what? So yes, I think I could learn to sing where I'd be able to do what I'm trying to do here, but there's still some areas I have trouble with. And then, can you put it up there? So here, ready. Give me some echo.
Okay.
Now you got me nervous. What did you do to me? Anyway, I hope you had a good time tonight. You've been a wonderful audience. I hope you like my bathroom jokes. My when I said pussy. Anyway, pussy. Welcome to my world. I started singing it. I can't sing it. Put it from the... Okay. Won't you come on in? There's no echo in my... Hold on. Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Step into my heart. Leave your cares behind. Welcome to my world. And you know, it was built with you in mind.
They're going too fast, the letters, Todd.
Knock, and the door shall be open. Seek, and you will find. Ask, and let me tell you something, you'll be given. The key to this heart of mine. I'll be waiting there.
Oh my God, honey, Tuglass is a good singer.
A flurry. Oh, waiting just for you to smoke some pot. Welcome to my world.
World.
Right, I'm done. So I think I could learn to do that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Like, that shut the like fuck up, Daniel.
The Holly.
Oh, yeah,
the
you can be honest. Was that? I thought that was... Like, I could do that, like, if I was in a play on Broadway. No? That's what I pictured?
Yeah, if you're in, Spider-Man.
Like a bad play. Like a bad local theater. Where everybody sucked.
You could do it at the Holiday Inn.
If you did that for an acting class graduation in North Hollywood, I think that would be, like, a thing that people would sit through.
Or at the Holiday
you
Inn.
You try it.
The Holiday Inn. I'll
is that
it.
Wrong to make people try it?
No, let me
that's, no, it's what I want to do.
No,
this is my
first
show.
Of all, it's funny and it's all great. But that's the one thing I learned because I've had that. Like, I've always wanted to be a singer and I learned, you know, it's.
Let me try.
You don't
try
know. To, well, you don't know how bad you are. The existential.
No, put a lot of echo in his mic.
Oh,
a
this
lot.
This is Elvis'
please.
Song.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So anyway, let me talk and then. Is there echo? I don't hear
me.
Wait, same song? Are you doing the same song?
Oh, hello. You have echo?
Echo. Do I have echo? Yes.
Okay.
I am at the Holiday Inn.
Can you
in
crank
Burbank.
That music up a little?
Welcome to the Holiday Inn in Burbank.
No, you're not. You're on a big stage.
Oh. I just want to talk to you folks. Something close to my heart. Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? You know what? Miracles, I guess. You know, they still happen now and then. I want you to step into my heart. I'll leave your cares behind. Welcome to my world.
Welcome to my world.
I built it with you in mind.
I built it with you in mind.
Hey! Knock at the door, shall be open to you.
Right, fade it out.
It's hard. I could do that's Todd. Todd, are you in here?
Oh my Todd. God. Everybody, where's Daniel?
Todd, guys.
And Daniel. Now.
Go ahead.
And now, a gay man lost in a warehouse.
Hello? Is anybody in here?
Hey, get out of here. I don't want you guys in here.
I'm in the warehouse.
That was a gay man lost in a warehouse. You're listening to comedy.
Can I have that voice? Great. I want to do that voice.
One of my
voice.
Favorite bits of yours.
Can I do Thank that you. Voice?
Early, from the early.
It's the deep one.
I only have it over here.
Oh,
what do you think? We give it to everybody?
God, I love he's controlling all everything.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I want to let you in on something.
Yeah.
Where's the clock?
My cock?
Where's your cock? What? Okay, can you put it back, please? I meant it like, hey, could you please put it back? You know what I'm talking about.
Dang, no.
I want to make a snuff movie, but it's not a No, listen. This is a
Oh, I can't wait.
No, okay. So you don't get lost in
tonight?
The
Tonight? Todd, I'm tired.
You don't care about anything else.
Tonight? Tonight? We're going to kill somebody tonight, Carl?
Okay, listen. How about that? Okay. Okay, listen.
What if you misunderstood what a snuff movie is and you think it's something cute?
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, hey, I'm going to make a snuff movie with some kittens?
It's about a teddy bear. Okay, listen. I know it's a snuff movie, but it's not a sex snuff movie. Like, by the way, to appreciate this, to get past the ridiculousness of it, it's a movie about this.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Right. Yeah.
So in the movie, this could never happen in real life, but it's a movie, and here's what the movie's about. By the way, there's a little truth to what I'm saying. Okay, there's never been a movie. It's a snuff movie, but it's just an action movie. It's about somebody who robs a bank and they take off and this whole thing that happens. But when they're shooting it, when it comes time, do you get shot? They shoot it in weird places and they never get caught. They shoot you. So you're in a movie. You think you're in an independent film, not a porn. You think you're in a legitimate movie and they shot you. You go, oh my God, I'm fucking getting shot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And that's a whole movie with that. Like throughout the whole movie, they get to shoot this whole thing. You following me at all?
Oh, yeah. You slowly kill off the whole cast.
Yes.
But don't you think after the first two murders, like the rest of the cast would be like, okay, I'm kind of not going to shoot any more scenes.
No, those murders are fake.
No, they hide them. They shoot them. They figure it
out. Okay, here you go. Okay, you ready? You guys are the producers of the movie I Come to You. This is after the second death. Right. And they go, we shot
No, there's
scene.
No death. Yeah. You don't see any deaths.
I know. I go, hey, guys, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, really excited about my skydiving scene tomorrow.
Right. It's going to be
great.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. We're taking like a real plane real up plane. In the sky. Real we're not plane. Doing it in
well,
the
Well, we certainly are.
That's cool. Listen, I didn't get the chance to say hi to John. He rapped yesterday. His big knife fighting scene was yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. He got on a plane this morning. He ended up leaving early.
I didn't get a chance to say bye to him.
You know what? He said goodbye to you. Oh, my God. Yeah, he said definitely
okay, well,
say goodbye.
What about Monica? Yeah. Like, right after her scene where she gets...
Yeah, where did she go?
God, she just
she
had to get
She fucking took
going.
Off. That's
she
something.
Had to go.
Can
it's
I be
weird.
Honest? We said the same thing. That's so abnormal.
They're not
we
at the
fucking
park.
Say goodbye to people?
Look, I don't want to be... I don't want to.
No, we're with you.
But it's like me, I've been talking to my agent, and I'm just a little concerned about...
Get in the plane.
Get in the plane.
What?
Get the fuck in the plane, you half-baked prick.
Oh. Is that how this ends?
Get in the fucking plane. We're pushing you off the top. All right, listen. Yeah. We got a lot more to... I want to do that singing bit again. So there's the snuff movie.
Welcome
we got to wrap it up.
World.
I know. Hold on. I was doing something the other day where I was calling... If you want to have fun, you call... Hold on. Is it worth it? You call like a mortgage company, and then you talk to the voice automated. If you think this sounds fun, we'll go do it. We'll take a quick break. You talk to an automated system, but you're really rude to the person. Like they go, but you sort of give them the information, but you see if you can slip in rudeness where it'll still forward you to the next prompt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, are you a realtor calling, or are you the homeowner? And I go, I'm the homeowner, you fucking bitch. And then sometimes it will go, thank you. Did you? And you go, and then or you'll go, no, I didn't say that. I want you to repeat it. I said repeat it. You know why you don't listen? You know why? Sometimes it goes, I'm having a hard time understanding you. Because you're a fucking computer. That's why you're having a hard time understanding me. Because you're a fucking idiot. Okay? Because you will never understand what I'm saying. At the end of all this, you'll repeat out some pre-programmed shit.
Not only are you a computer, but you also sound like a woman. That's two strikes, you dumb cunt.
Jesus, Daniel.
Daniel.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're crazy. We should take a break right after that. But that's take a break music. You ready? Do that again. Say that again. Are you ready with the take a break music? Go ahead, say it.
Not only are you a computer, you're also a woman. That's two strikes, you dumb cunt.
We'll be right back. You never was my girl. You can burn my club. All right, so we got that.
We'll be right back.
I won't do that. Hey, let's show some slides.
And we'll have some fun.
I brought some pictures, you guys, from my childhood.
Yeah, we have got some slides on you, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, do we have an opening for this?
Oh, my God.
That's right.
I like this music.
Me, too. Good morning, yesterday. All right.
Good morning. Oh. This is me.
Oh my God, what is that?
I was 10 years old. This is me. I grew up near Chernobyl. Did you know that I grew up near Chernobyl?
Yeah, but what's in that picture? That's weird.
That's me, and that's my, I know it looks like my grandfather, but that's actually my best friend. He just aged a lot because of the radiation.
Oh my God, that is crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he's 80.
Zoom in on that.
I know. All right, well, I know it's, fuck, he did not look like that like a year later. Yeah. Yeah, it's terrible.
So that is weird.
No one's smiling. No.
Why is he holding a box of ice cream sandwiches?
I wish those were ice cream sandwiches. No, those were books. Yeah, they everything he touched melted. It was weird. Oh. Like we didn't find out
from
until
his
later.
Fingers?
Yeah, yeah, he had like radiation. So like it looks like ice cream sandwiches, but they're actually books.
They're books
that he melted with his hands.
Wow,
that's pretty crazy. Wow.
Oh, this is me. I won a karate championship when I was 15.
So you took a picture naked with all the girls from the view?
Okay, What's that all about?
Okay, first of all. All
right, that was horrible. That was such an obvious. I can do better than that.
They went naked?
Yeah. Oh, you took a picture naked with the girls from the view? Just so like I'm supposed to conjure up that picture and I'm supposed to make good comedy. But instead,
Do you want to move on to the next slide?
Yeah, go on to the next slide. Mm-hmm.
This was taken on the night I lost my virginity.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you lost your virginity to Bea Arthur before she died.
That's like, why are you like the...
No, I'm doing that on purpose. The second time, it was funny.
Yeah, yeah. I'm playing into that.
After I just apologized for going for shitty comedy, I ramp up again and I go,
oh my God, is there a donkey and Bea Arthur in your picture?
Yeah, and your comedy is so bad that you have to... A wonderful actor that died, you have to go, before she died. Like, in other words, I wouldn't be so distasteful to make a joke about her when she's...
Alive.
Well, you know, the girl sleeping.
Yeah,
obviously that was my girlfriend. That was like actually a funny story about how I lost my virginity that night. We just decided we were going to do it, and we rented a hotel room, and she put on a bunch, you know, really fun lingerie, and then we kept drinking, and unfortunately she got too drunk and passed out,
and you took a picture of her.
No, that's the night I lost my virginity, and then I took a picture.
Oh my God, why does she have peanut butter all over her stomach?
Yeah.
Well, I got hungry.
Okay.
And it wasn't any bread.
Okay.
Now that actually
makes
sense.
That's not peanut butter.
What?
Oh, jeez.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Can you click that?
All right, Kevin, did you bring any pictures?
Yeah, I got some here.
Oh my God.
What is that?
Kevin, why do you have your dick in your dog's ass? Fucking it at a heavy speed of fucking. It's wedged in there. Your dick is wedged in your dog's ass. And that dog is screaming.
It's Christmas.
Oh, my God. That is the grossest.
Christmas. It's
and
Christmas.
And you fuck your dog?
Yes, every Christmas. Merry Christmas, Fido.
Kevin, that is going to make me barf.
No. You don't understand.
Barf?
You don't understand.
Oh. No, it's going to make me vomit. I'm not even making a joke. You're fucking your dog up your ass.
I do it every Christmas.
Don't stop clicking them.
Give me another one.
Oh my God. That's two dogs.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's Easter.
You have your you have your fist up one dog's ass.
Yeah.
Your fist up another dog's ass. And then your dick in the dog.
What is that sucking your dick? Is that even a dog?
No. That's the neighbor's dog. That's not my dog.
Dick?
Yeah. I have three dogs. So the neighbor's dog, every Easter, sucks my dick.
Who takes
fist
these pictures for you, Kevin?
My dogs. Every Easter.
Kevin, can I be honest?
Yeah.
There's something nice about that picture, though.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I
mean,
you know what's nice?
I like the way it's lit.
We didn't have the neighbor's dog involved at first, but then, you know, he saw that I was doing that, and that was the first year I actually got sucked off by his dog.
All right, guys, can you turn the mics off?
Okay, they're off.
Katie, turn them off.
They're off.
Turn the music off.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you guys a little thing here. It's my show. I know this seems like a jerk. We're going to show some slides of me now.
Right. Are these mics off?
Yeah,
they sound off.
Come here.
Yeah.
We're going to show slides of me. I know it seems weird, but I want them to be complimentary.
Okay.
I'm like, you know, just say there's your.
Well, they're your slides, Dot. Show whatever you want to show.
I don't need to ad lib anything in. Like, oh, is that. I just don't want to make the jokes about me. I make them about you, but for me, it's like, oh, you played the piano. Oh, you were such. So just go complimentary.
Okay. All right.
Okay. We'll edit this together. Go ahead. Play it. I don't like the clicking isn't loud enough. Because you know what I realized? Because the clicking has to be recorded louder, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because when you turn the music down, the clicking goes down. Well, you can. Look at you.
Look at you go.
Let me tell you something. Fuck Andrew. Who needs him? Oh. Excuse after excuse. And then Chris came.
Oh, God, are these your pictures?
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, these yours?
Yeah, look at that.
That's nice.
Oh, my God. Is that you at the beach?
Oh, yeah.
That's you at the beach.
Oh, my God. You are in shape. And look at someone's well hung. Is that your cock in tucked into your socks?
Wow.
You have that is... dick. That cannot be practical.
Look at those muscles.
Oh.
Stop. Come on, guys.
Do you have to wear a sports bra because you're so mad? Your muscles are so big? Is that what you're... Is that what's going on in that picture?
You're trying to insult me, but creatively. You're like... Oh, my God. I've never seen such tan skin. I thought you met Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh, my God. I didn't know you had a giant tattoo on your chest. Oh, that's just a big melanoma spot.
That's just a melanoma spot.
All right. And
anyway, there's
pictures?
One more picture here.
Oh,
don't even ask. Don't even ask.
Okay,
don't ask.
Okay, what?
Don't ask.
What
don't,
is?
No, here, you be the guys that don't ask, but I want you to ask.
Yeah.
Don't even ask.
Okay.
Do not ask.
Fine.
Okay. Whatever you do not go there.
No.
Okay. So
don't.
Great.
Just all I'm saying is don't go there because you don't want to know what that is.
We don't.
No, we don't.
But don't even want. I mean, don't even ask me later.
No.
All right.
Not
don't. You certainly aren't going to add. Don't think later. Oh, I wonder what that was because I won't even tell you. It's so. You know what? We're all better than that.
Okay.
I mean, you can see what's going on there. I don't got to tell you, right?
No.
I was fucking five chicks. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right after my show at the Bellagio, I went out into the lobby. Don't even ask me what I did that night after that. Don't even ask me.
Wait, is that five different girls? It looks like just one girl.
She's a heavy girl. I made her dress. I have a shirt I can put on them. It looks like five different shirts. So I fuck fat girls, but in it makes them look like six girls with one head. Get it? Like, you have a thing sewn.
Yeah, I get
so
it.
You can put on, like, come on, it's funny. And I'm not
it's
doubting
so
myself.
It's so funny. But would you really want to fuck a chick that had six bodies
in one
head?
No, that's horrible. Don't take my funny bit.
No, I said six bodies in one head.
No. But comedically, this guy's dumb, so he just crosses his eyes and he sees eight heads.
and a one, duffel bag.
And all the clothes are divided up on the body. I know what I'm saying. There is a bit there. All right.
La da dee da da doo dee doo. La da dee da da.
Hey, you want to see my favorite thing?
Yeah.
Google. I love when comedians go through the crowd shaking hands. Google Paul Anka.
Yeah.
Even I don't care how old you are, you'll watch this. You'll get a kick out of it. Google Paul Anka. What's the song? Oh, Diana. Paul Anka, Diana is live, and then it's coming. He comes from the back of the house.
Yeah.
Walking through the people, shaking their hands.
No way.
It's fucking good
I
shit.
I love it.
Pussy.
That's when they got pussy.
Oh, God. That was a funny bit.
That was Imperdink, Humperdink? What's his name?
Yes, Imperdink, Humperdink. I don't even argue with people when they're that off. Imperdink or Humperdinker?
Inky Dinky.
What are you? That guy from the, what was his name? The comedian from the old roast? I know. Come on. You know his name.
Foster Brooks.
Foster Brooks.
Oh, he's awesome.
All right. It's Inger Binger Humperdink.
Fucking
Slappy Davis Jr. I mean, Slammy Davis. Slappy Davis.
Google Foster Brooks.
You Google Foster Brooks. You shut the fuck
best.
Up. Don't you tell me. I'll Google. I ain't Googling Foster Brooks. I know what that's code for.
Google him.
All right. We got to go.
Are we out?
Well, we're going to do. I have 30 seconds, even though we're over. Let's end with the. You want to do an episode of. Want to do an episode of what? Say it, Daniel.
Toll booth.
Yeah, or you want to save it?
Oh. Let's save it.
Okay,
let's
we've written this bit 3 weeks. I feel like it's raining out there so hard, so we probably should get. It's like a thunderstorm out there, so we do have to say goodnight.
Yeah,
okay. Those roads are getting bad. Oh my God, it's really loud. Yeah. Let's put it through the speakers. Let's put it through those. I like the way it sounds. Fuck that shit. What's that?
Do the low voice one more time.
Fuck that shit.
I love that.
Man, it's some rain coming down out there. Listen to it.
That's ridiculous.
I love
You're listening to Bubba all night long, and the rain's coming down, and it's just me and you in the car taking a long drive.
This is if the devil just got tired of the game, he just became a,
have to hate me.
Nighttime drive guy.
I made a lot of mistakes in my life. I was a horrible person. But when you have a voice like this, you end up doing bad things.
Do the
you
suck
know?
My dick kids in that voice.
Suck my dick. You're going to suck my dick. You hear me? Now listen, I'm the devil. but I put myself into the guy that's talking to you with the blue shirt. When I'm done talking, you suck his dick. Do you get it? You know the guy that's like this? Hello, girls. That's the guy. I know what I'm like. I want you to suck his dick. I'm going to come out of this voice, and I'm going to be that other guy, Chip Coffee. Now.
What did I say? Oh, my God. What did the devil say to you guys?
Nothing.
I heard him, too.
Nothing.
You sure?
He said to do good and speak.
Listen, you motherfucker, suck his dick.
So what did he say?
He said
to suck. I tell you, I'm going to put myself in your body. Suck my dick, Chip Coffee.
Oh, the rain's really coming down.
It's
getting
bad. It's pouring out there.
I'll be honest, I have a sound effect.
It's pouring out there.
But this is really pouring. Oh my God,
it's
that's really bad. You know, Katie, I feel bad putting you out in this weather. It's really
so bad out there.
All right. Oh my God, it's stopping completely.
Oh, thank
all
God,
us in a second.
Great.
All right, everybody. This
thank
has
you
been
for
fun.
Having me.
Let me tell you something. You were nothing but a breath of fresh air. this whole experience.
This
I like that
fun.
You committed to the bits.
I always do.
Chip Coffee. What if he hears about this? And he probably won't. We're going to have the wall fixed. We got everything. Good things are happening.
Is somebody going to come paint the wall?
Hey, by the way, I want to plug. I'm going to be working with Jim Gaffigan this Friday. And say, hey, working with him. No, just around his house. Bobby Miyamoto's opening for him. Okay. I'm just working.
I'm building his
deck. I'm there this Friday in San Diego and then Saturday somewhere else. Just, you know, Google where Jim Gaffigan is Saturday and I'll be with him.
Tujunga.
Watch your fucking mouth.
Oh, Temecula.
Tujunga my ass, motherfucker. You live in Tujunga?
I remember Tujunga. I hooked up with
Rancho Cucamonga, motherfucker. I grew up in Rancho Cucamonga, motherfucker.
That's if this guy was in a fight at a bar, but he really talked like that.
You want to fucking make fun of Rancho Cucamonga? I was over there talking to my girlfriend, and I hear you over here. Oh, Rancho Cucamonga blows. Suck my Rancho Cucamonga dick. I was born in Rancho Cucamonga.
Do you think people, like, when they travel and they go, where are you from? They go, Rancho Cucamonga.
Rancho Cucamonga.
They go, all right.
They say a town that's near it. They go, you know, they'll be like Clayland. And they go, Clayland? I never heard of Clayland. Where's that?
Rancho Cucamonga. It's near
Rancho Cucamonga. Everybody. Hello? This was the best piece of equipment I've ever bought in my whole life.
That voice is
can I tell you, because I bought this equipment, I might not be able to have Lipitor this month, and this is more important. Because my Lipitor never brings joy into my life. This voice machine has done a lot of... It's the most fun I can have.
It's fun.
Okay, you want to...
I'd like to plug stuff. I will be funny
at a party. You're getting a new car, too.
And I have a Twitter thing.
Oh, great.
I've been tweeting funny shit, I thought. And
oh, my God. We have a call. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
Who gives a fuck if he tweets?
It's funny that you would
take
this
position
because... I know.
The devil.
The devil did it.
Can I tell you?
It's because you're the one that's like, you should tweet. People care. And I was like,
no
one gives a fuck.
And I'm doing the devil voice, so everyone knows it's me.
Yeah.
And it was wrong.
And I was wrong.
I want to thank you. Are you serious?
Thank you. No.
Oh, jeez. Kevin, it was always a delight to have you here.
Oh, it was nice. I had fun.
And
I really did.
I did.
How much fun?
I did have fun.
This could you loan me $5?
No.
Seriously?
I can't do that.
Dude, please.
Dude, I just can't.
Can I please borrow $5?
I've already given you $4.
Come on, man. I need money.
I've already given you $4.
I need one more dollar.
Kevin, have a dollar.
Chris, you have any money? Seriously. Katie? What the fuck, man?
I've given you $4. What'd you do with the $4 that I gave you?
You know what? Fuck all of you.
What
Katie,
did you do with the
$4? I can't borrow a dollar.
Oh, I'm poor.
Give me a quarter?
I
a quarter.
I don't have a quarter. I don't have any money.
Katie, come
don't
on.
Don't have money from Katie.
I don't have any money.
Chris, you don't have any fucking money at all.
I don't have any fucking money at all.
Jeez, you don't have to fucking yell at me. Katie, your parents, why do I get the feeling like you come from a rich family or something?
Because my last name's Levine.
I know that's probably wrong, but you can't borrow money from your parents to give me a quarter?
No, sorry, I don't have any money.
How about you, Kevin?
No, I'm not going to give you any money.
Well, then I'm not doing the podcast anymore. I have you guys
Todd,
on.
I can
you give me a nickel?
No,
I can loan you $10.
Todd.
But you have to write me a check for 110. It's a weird thing.
No, that's called interest. It's not a weird thing. That's
no, but like I have to cash it first.
No,
nobody's going to give you money, man.
I want to thank everybody. I want to thank McDonald's because they've been nice enough. They've been giving us free McFlurries.
That's nice.
So you know, I want to thank them. I like McDonald's.
Are you going to get a full McFlurry?
Let me tell you something
right now.
I swear to God. I mean, to George Carlin. Well, I don't know to George Carlin. Half George Carlin. No. I like McDonald's. I was going to say I get they're a corporation and I should hate them, but something about it, I like them.
Are you going to get a McFlurry?
It's, you know
right
what?
Now?
It was a great part of my childhood, McDonald's. Yeah. It was a great part of my childhood.
What a, you know, they asked.
How far are we?
I used to go to McDonald's.
They asked Ray Kroc. Who's
Ray
the
Rock.
Okay, quick. This is the last thing. This is the headlining comment, so it better
be
good.
He said, what's the secret to fast food business? And he said, I'm not in the fast food business. I'm in the real estate business. Because McDonald's owns every lot they're on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
but you know what?
That's where their really value comes in.
That's not true. They sell a lot of hamburgers.
They own all the land. Yep, every
you're misunderstanding.
Land.
That's the cap. They make a lot of fucking money off of their food. Please.
I know.
So
I think the way that works is the corporate office owns the lot, but then you own the business you're on. You're renting the business from McDonald's.
Oh, he is.
I think that makes sense.
Dumb. That's how we're ending the show. I hope that cost us listeners.
I didn't know.
No, you know what?
No
shit. This is going to have to teach you a lesson.
Oh, no.
The show's over.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.